free tape. Call 1-800-900-1004. That's 1-800-900-1004. 1-800-900-1004.
Jay Martin, Tom Hartman, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes, and Rachel Maddow. AM 760, Progressive Talk in High Definition. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
Was the bridge collapse caused by
a possible design flaw?
Rescuers bore closer to trapped miners.
All they need is air until we can get to them.
Demographic sea change.
In 10% of counties, the majority are minorities.
Good morning, I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. As the probe into last week's deadly Minneapolis bridge collapse picks up speed, investigators think they may have found a critical clue. CBS News correspondent Steve Kathan has the details.
It's a potential design flaw, a problem with the steel supports that hold the huge girders on these steel deck truss bridges together. They're called gusset plates, and investigators are checking to see what role, if any, they played in the collapse. There's enough concern for the government to call on states to watch the amount of weight put on these bridges now. There was heavy construction equipment on the 35W bridge the day it collapsed. At the scene of the deadly disaster, reporter Adam Carter of station WCCO.
The agonizing wait continues for the families of the missing. Officials saying the remains of those unaccounted for are likely tangled in the bridge wreckage. Following a tour of the site, Secretary of the Navy Donald Winter admitted the task of recovery is extremely challenging.
It's going to take a bit while longer to go through all the steps that have been laid out.
Winter says the experienced Navy salvage divers on site will remain here as long as needed.
This is Jim Crisul in Minneapolis. It's become a macabre tourist attraction. Thousands of people flock daily to gawk at the ruins. And police are cracking down on those trying to get as close as possible.
We don't believe that people should be coming in there and violating that dignity.
Minneapolis Police Captain Mike Martin. More than a dozen people have been arrested for trespassing near the collapsed bridge.
Minnesota Congressman James Oberstar is spearheading a proposal to set up a trust fund to repair and rebuild highway bridges around the country. It would be funded by a nickel hike in the gas tax.
If you're not prepared to invest an additional 5 cents in road reconstruction, bridge reconstruction, then God help you. You haven't got a sense of the future.
At the site of Monday's coal mine collapse in central Utah, crews have drilled through the night hoping to reach the area where they believe six miners are trapped with holes that can bring air and food to the men. CBS News correspondent Kami McCormick is in Huntington, Utah.
Last night, the townspeople held a vigil spelling out the word hope with candles. This miner knows two of the trapped men, and he, along with others in this mining community, knows any one of them could have found themselves in the same situation.
Their families are every day telling them, get a different job, don't go back. But it's not that simple. That's just the way you're raised, is to do this kind of stuff.
Murray Energy's Rob Moore says two huge drills could reach the miners within 48 hours.
I want to stress that obviously we're dealing with the unknown.
And that's what is making the wait so difficult for this community. Kami McCormick, CBS News, Huntington, Utah.
There is an unmistakable shift in the makeup of the Great American Mosaic. CBS News correspondent Dan Revive takes a look at the latest federal statistics.
The Census Bureau says now in almost 10% of America's counties, the ethnic and racial minorities are a majority. That's up 8 counties to 303. In Miami-Dade County, Florida, 64% Hispanic. Professor George Wilson.
The new reality is a growing proportion of communities in this country will take on a new face, so to speak, which is unprecedented.
And for some, not the easiest thing to get along with different races and backgrounds. Dan Revive, CBS News, Washington.
When President Clinton tried to abolish the military's ban on gays serving openly, it was shot down quickly. But there is a noticeable change in the rhetoric today. Live to CBS's Larry Miller.
Nick, it's now don't ask, don't tell for gays in the military, but that could soon shift to don't worry, it's okay. A House bill lifting the ban on gays serving openly is picking up support from congressional military veterans. 8 Democratic presidential hopefuls say they don't want the ban, and a recent poll of personnel who've served in Iraq or Afghanistan shows that nearly 2/3 are not opposed to lifting the ban.
It's 4 minutes past the hour.
Good morning, I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Jurors in the trial of a former college football player charged with trying to kill a rival will be back for a second day of deliberations today in Greeley. Former University of Northern Colorado backup punter Mitch Kozad charged with attempted murder 1 in a knife attack on starter Rafael Mendoza, who still can't believe the whole thing.
You know, as far as the evidence said, and according to the DAs, it was the backup punter. It's unreal. I mean, you never think something like that would happen.
Prosecutors say Cozad wanted Mendoza's starting job. Opponents of a proposed ballot measure which would define a fertilized egg as a person say they've now filed a challenge to the measure with the Colorado Supreme Court. They claim the title is unfair and misleading to voters. Planned Parenthood says the ballot title should be honest. And new estimates from the Census Bureau show Denver is growing again, and the city has crossed over into majority-minority status. At least half of Denver residents identify themselves as members of a minority. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Good morning. Just about every highway at high speeds across the metro area. I-70 doing well out of Wheat Ridge and approaching I-25. Looks like we're all good through the high country. You got a smooth ride along I-25 from C-470 down on the south side to Highway 36 on the north. And no wrecks up right now to report on our highways. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today. We'll have a mostly sunny...
Do you know the fastest way to learn a new language?
Memorization?
We always did translation.
Is it drills?
The world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language is Rosetta Stone software. It doesn't waste your time with tedious translation, useless memorization, or boring drills. Instead, it teaches you a new language the same way you learned your first language. And right now, you can experience it for yourself because Rosetta Stone is offering a free demo CD-ROM. Check out the easiest, fastest way to learn the language of your choice. For the free CD-ROM, call 1-800-338-2218. Discover what U.S. diplomats, NASA, and over 10,000 and schools already know that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a language, guaranteed. Choose from 29 languages and request your free CD-ROM today. You'll be amazed at what you learn. Just call 1-800-338-2218. Request your free CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone by calling 1-800-338-2218. That's 1-800-338-2218.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-220-4155. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-220-4155. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now. 1-800-220-4155. 1-800-220-4155.
When you love what you do, it's impossible not to be successful doing it. So when it comes to investing your life into a franchise opportunity, how do you know you'll find a franchise that you'll absolutely love? We're Franchise Revenue Systems. Our passion is finding the perfect franchise opportunity to meet your passion and financial resources. If you're a young entrepreneur looking to find that modest seed you can nurture into a lifetime of wealth, we'll help you find it. If you're a seasoned business pro ready to go big time on your own, we'll work big time to help you find it. Call today and get a free guide revealing the top secrets to starting a franchise. It's yours free with our compliments. Love what you do. Let us help. Give us a call today and get your guide to the top secrets to starting a franchise free as our gift to your entrepreneurial spirit. Call 1-800-926-3559. 1-800-926-3559. 1-800-926-3559.
You're faking it, and it's killing you. You go around wearing a smile, pretending everything's okay. You put up a front to disguise the fact that you're really sick with worry about your health, about your sanity, about everything, and you think nobody understands. But I understand. You're irritable, you lose sleep, and your mind is racing with fearful thoughts. You want it to stop. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. I can show you how to make it stop. Please let me send you a powerful free tape that will help you discover a way to stop the painful anxiety and depression without abusing alcohol or taking medication. I did it, and so have hundreds of thousands of people just like you. Start changing your life from the inside out. Please call now.
Call now, and we'll send you this wonderful free tape. Call 800-446-3886. That's 1-800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886.
Do you know why you get dark circles under your eyes? Because blood leaks out of your capillaries and pools under your skin. I'm not kidding. It's just like an ugly bruise. But now you can erase dark circles with a clinically proven breakthrough called Hydralyze. Hydralyze diminishes dark circles and tightens puffiness and bags by repairing leaky capillaries, leaving you with younger, brighter eyes. See for yourself by calling for a free trial right now. Just call 1-800-497-8630.
The dark circles have disappeared. Oh, I love it. I don't want to put the mirror down.
Even surgery cannot deliver these stunning results. Hydralyze is so powerful it even helps build new collagen in the skin, reducing crow's feet and wrinkles. Try Hydralyze risk-free and see for yourself.
My husband, he can't stop complimenting me. People tell me I look 10 years younger.
You deserve younger, brighter eyes. Call now for your free trial of Hydralyze and experience the transformation for yourself. For your free trial, call 1-800-497-8630. That's 1-800-497-8630.
As I said the other morning, I think I said it on Monday morning, look out your window. Ooh, the sun is coming up later and later. The days are getting longer and longer. Shorter and shorter. And we're moving towards winter time. So nice to have you along. Good morning, Mr. Turk.
Good morning, Jay.
How are you this morning?
Extremely tired.
That's great. People are getting up at 6:11 in the morning.
They want
somebody, you know, bright, positive. Let's be bright. Let's be positive. Let's be brief. Let's be brilliant. And you go, I'm tired.
Well, I was up late last night. A friend of mine is moving to Portland, Oregon. So it was basically like his last day in town. So I was over at his house till about 11 o'clock last night. So I'm working on about 4 hours of sleep.
Oh, we feel so sorry for you. We feel so bad for you. Okay, well, anyway. Well, endeavor to wake up. We got a long way to go until 10 o'clock.
All right, if you see me here with my eyes closed, just yell at me or something.
Yeah, all right. I will. I've received a lot of email over the last couple of days about my tirade, about my outburst, about religion. When those two guys, and I wish we had the calls and we could play them, but we don't have them. About the two guys who called up. One called up and he started doing what I would call proselytizing. And then the other guy called up and said, well, you know, I have a First Amendment right to talk about Jesus and blah, blah, blah. And I've been going on now about religion for the last couple of days. And now that I look back on it, all right. I shouldn't have blown up at the guy. I shouldn't have done it. Now, there'll be a few of you out there that will say, oh, he's doing this because I wrote in and complained and management told him to do it. No, that's not the reason. One of the things that's always amused me about working here, since we started this 2.5 years ago, is that there are a lot of you out there who listen to this radio station, and you're heavily into conspiracies. And one of the biggest conspiracies out there is that we're told what to do and what agenda to carry. And that Clear Channel, because they are owned by the Mays family, which are supporters, or I should say were supporters of George W. Bush. I mean, I don't know where they stand now. I didn't ask them. But because they were supporters of his, or could currently be supporters of his, that trickles all the way down from San Antonio, and it trickles all the way down to us. So anytime you hear anything that you don't like or that you disagree with, immediately it's the same thing. Because I get this in emails all the time. Well, it figures you work for Clear Channel. Let me clue you in on a few things here at 6:14, 14 minutes after 6. Number one, nobody here has ever told me what to say. I've never had any dictates on content. As a matter of fact, I'm so safe on the air now compared to the way I used to be, I can't remember the last time I ever got in trouble for anything I've said on the air. Can't remember. Whereas when I worked here 8, 9, 10 years ago, and I worked on the other radio station, which was not at the time owned by Clear Channel, I was in trouble all the time. Clear Channel is no better or no worse than working for any other major broadcast corporation. How do I know this? Because I have. And I came here from WLS, which is ABC, which is Disney, which has now become Citadel in Chicago. And one of the things about working there that was really hard was they got this notion, and most of talk radio now has this notion, that unless you're conservative, you can't work on mainstream talk radio. And there, I did have somebody leaning on me to tell me what to say. End result is I got out. But here, I don't have that. And one of the things that distinguishes this place from a lot of places I've worked is the local management here is really first class. And I could say that having been in this since I've been 13, most management I've ever worked for is not first class. I would not consider them first class. But these folks are. They are first class. That doesn't mean they won't tell you when they disagree with you. That means that they won't tell you when they think you have stepped over the bounds. That means that they won't tell you when they think you're wrong. But they haven't had to do that with me. I haven't gotten in trouble in a long, 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 long time. Then the other thing is, the loyal group of you that hang in and listen every single morning seem to be divided into two camps. The first camp is, don't be rude, don't attack the caller, don't go after the caller, you're being rude, don't be pushy, on and on. The second group, albeit not as big as the first, longs for the old me, which was the days of confrontation and get off the phone, you brainstem, and all of that. And I get people who come up to me all the time, even if they don't know where I'm working, because they don't know the station's on the air, who will say to me, oh, boy, I remember you, and the get off the phone brainstem business, and you used to fight with the traffic reporter Don Martin, and oh boy, you raised all kinds of hell. And I always sheepishly say to him, yeah, but I don't do that anymore. Or I try not to. And they always have this look of disappointment on their faces. That they want me to. Well, every once in a while, like the other day, I will flare up. I'll get angry. That's a human emotion. You do it too. Now, you're going to tell me, you're going to call me at 6:19, 19 minutes after 6, you're going to say, well, I never get angry. Well, you know, we all get angry. Some of us don't get angry enough, but we all do get angry. Here's the thing that amuses me. Here's the thing that I don't, that I marvel about. I really marvel about this. And I'm not, well, I don't want to say I'm not sure where this comes from, because I know where it comes from, because we've talked about it, and I know it's prevalent out there, and I believe this to be true. What's wrong, John? You just get some irrational caller? Oh, okay. But I believe this to be true. Check this out. Why are so many of you who listen to this radio station, and God knows how many of you are listening at 6:20, 20 minutes after 6 in the morning, probably like 5. Okay, the rest of you are all over at Morning Edition. But for those of you that are hanging in with me, why are you so conspiracy-minded? Why is there a quote-unquote plot to everything? Why is there a feeling of conspiracy? And particularly when it comes to, for instance, well, you're just saying that because you work for Clear Channel. Well, what does that mean? What it means is that you're implying that there's some conspiracy in order to control the content. But there's always a conspiracy for everything. Everything out there is a conspiracy. Pat Tillman was not killed by friendly fire. Pat Tillman was murdered. There's a lot of you out there who believe that 9/11 was an inside job. Most of you have stopped bugging me about this, but most of you believe that to be true. The major networks never make a move unless there's some ulterior political motive involved. That they don't make any moves, that they don't do anything unless it's based on revenue. And how many other conspiracies can I go into here? How many other ones are there out there? There's a ton of them. I mean, we have to list them all. In fact, one morning I got on here, and I tried to do a tongue-in-cheek thing about conspiracies, and people got angry. You got angry. Now, one reason I think that there are a lot of conspiracy feelings is because right now, trust in American institutions are at an all-time low. And you know something? It doesn't make any difference. And I hear the music going, so we're supposed to go to a break, but I got to slide this last point in. It doesn't make any difference whether it's your local bank. It doesn't make any difference whether it's your city government. It doesn't make any difference whether whatever it is, your pharmacy, you name it, okay? You always walk away with a feeling like you can't trust them and that you have to do everything 3 and 4 times and that there's some agenda out there. We all have this massive mistrust, so I understand that part of it as far as conspiracy theories go, okay? I understand that. But why is this audience, why are the people who listen to this radio station, why are you so conspiracy-oriented? Anybody want to take a stab at this? 303-713-7600. I mean, it used to be in the old days, only the extreme ultra-right crackpots were the ones that would call up about the Illuminati and the Trilateral Commission and all of that stuff, and you'd laugh, and about fluoride in the water, and all of those crazy things, and, you know, the Beatles spreading communism through songs like Back in the USSR and all that. But now, I get it from you guys about this. Anybody want to try this at 6:23, 23 minutes after 6? You want to explain to me why you're so conspiracy-oriented? 303-713-7600. I'd be interested to see if any of you can get off your half.
You're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM760.net. J. Marvin in the morning on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
We just have the usual heavy traffic forming along westbound lanes of I-76 just after 74th Avenue. That sticks with you down to I-25. Have the same situation if you're on southbound I-25 trying to get out of Thornton and North Glen. And no major delays right now through the downtown area. Weather outlook today, expect a mostly sunny, dry, and hot day with a high temperature of 96. Right now, partly cloudy and 64. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
It's back to school time, and that means back to school clothes. ARC Thrift Stores is your number one back to school resource. They've got incredible deals on gently used brand name clothes. No one compares to ARC selection and value. Find everything you need for back to school at ARC Thrift Stores.
We don't get many second chances. This one could save your life. A TIA, or transient ischemic stroke, is a mini stroke. Symptoms usually go away within 24 hours and you feel fine again. But if you don't get to a stroke center or hospital fast, you risk a full-fledged stroke that can change your life forever. Don't take that chance. Contact National Stroke Association at 1-800-STROKES or visit stroke.org and find out more about recognizing stroke symptoms fast. Do it now, while there's still time.
Okay, 6:25, 25 minutes after 6 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. We're so cynical that when I get on here, or anybody gets on, talks about someplace like Rockies, you immediately think, well, here he goes again, and he's just trying to sell me a car and blah, blah, blah. Now, you know what? I got to live with what I say on the radio. And I wouldn't send you someplace that Mary and I wouldn't go ourselves. And that's why I feel very, very safe in sending you to Rockies, because they've got a huge selection of previously owned cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs, over 700 on the lot. And guys that I know who are going to treat you right, like Tom and Marv Alshear, Spanky Herrera, Colby Harris, so many other folks working out there that I just can't name them all. And they have their matching down incentive going on. Bottom line is, Rockies is in business to make money, but they're also there for the long haul, which means they're going to play square with you. And I don't think you can ask for anything more. RockiesAutos.com is where you can check them out on the internet. They've been family-owned and operated since 1982. They're open tonight until 9, every Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. No conspiracy. Understand your cynicism. Just asking you to give them a chance. Rockies Autos, 63rd and Federal.
Everyone has dreams of being filthy, stinking rich. Best-selling author and millionaire maker Laura Langmire is your guide out of the quagmire of debt and into the oasis of financial freedom.
We're the first and only company who has millionaires as your coach.
Get off your lazy assets and let Laurel teach you how to create your own wealth cycle.
There's so many different things you can do to create more money in your life.
People like you seeking financial freedom are achieving millionaire status learning from Laura Langmire.
Your chances of success are so superior to any other program in the country.
Call now for your free Millionaire Maker book and Extreme Money Makeover CD and do something about your future.
What kind of life do you want to create? What kind of cash machine do you want to create?
Don't be jealous of the wealthy. Be the wealthy.
We don't have any judgment on where you've been, but we're going to take you where you want to go.
Call now for this limited time offer. Both the book and CD are absolutely free. Just pay a small shipping and handling fee. Call 1-800-281-9193. 800-281-9193. 800-281-9193.
Live, local, and progressive.
The J. Marvin Show
on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
I never did think by Bob Dylan.
Come on, Jimmy.
That's his grandma over there. This little thing called like a Rolling Stone.
He had the greatest way of talking. And was nonplussed by people's attention. I saw him. Everybody started cheering. And Hendrix just looked at all of us and said, no big deal. We're just people playing music. I always thought that was great. 6:28, 28 minutes after 6. Slight chance of thunderstorms. High today, 96. We're talking about conspiracy theories. Why? You know, talk radio. I can understand why a lot of people don't listen to talk radio. I can understand. Because it's full of all kinds of raving lunatics, and I can be one, too. But on one hand, you have all of the screaming, angry white men on the other radio stations, making all kinds of over-the-top statements about all kinds of bizarre things. And then on the other hand, you've got
you've got the disconnected, preachy, agenda-driven folks a lot of the times who are talking about stuff that basically doesn't reflect a lot of our lives. But there are, reflect's not the right word, doesn't affect a lot of our lives. I mean, it's not what we're interested in. And when I say interested in, like, we're trying to get through life here. And everything is a damn conspiracy. Here's Vic in Denver. Vic, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hey.
How are you doing?
I'm doing okay.
Well, I know this subject is tough sometimes. You know, people, often are discredited for bringing up the conspiracy theories. But where there's smoke, there's fire. That's what I was, my feelings about it. And I think, if you add to the mix a story with no credibility or a witness with no credibility, it taints it. But it doesn't, take away from the fact that there's evidence out there. There are some things that lead people to follow those theories.
Yeah, but where there's smoke, there's fire. Okay, think about what you just said. That could mean all kinds of things. That could mean all kinds of things that can never be proven, and that all you'd have to do is just have a group of people get together and make an assertion, or even two or three people make an assertion, and you throw it out there and it sticks, and then people go, "Yeah, that sounds right to me." I mean, that's not how things work. You can't. Where there's smoke, there's fire. Sometimes where there's smoke, there appears to be fire, but there's no fire. There's nothing there.
Right.
I mean, I can give you examples of both conspiracy theories on the left and on the right where there's just no fire. There is no fire.
Well, no, that's true. That's true. But for me anyway, it's hard to believe that like this administration that we currently have, that their agenda seems to me, it seems like too many things have fallen into place for them that it couldn't be just by accident.
Well, but most people who if you read what they've said, if you read what they've written, if you read what has gone on, it's not a conspiracy.
No.
It's not a conspiracy of any kind. It's out in the open. It was there out in the open before, and it will be out in the open forevermore. And then we have a large dash of something called incompetence. And that's not a conspiracy theory. That's just incompetence.
I don't want to give them credit and make it, by saying that it's just incompetence that they, do these appoint people,
that's political. That's a political strategy. That's not incompetence. But incompetence is, for instance, the story that was out here 2 days ago about all of the weapons missing in Iraq, which now they can't find, and they don't know what happened to them. Incompetence is the management of Katrina. Incompetence is the whole planning of the situation in Iraq and not having any viable exit strategy on how to get out. That's just incompetence. That is just plain incompetence.
Well, I mean, that's true, but it seems to me anyway, it seems like that there was a little bit of planned chaos. Does that make sense?
Well, planned chaos in what sense?
Well, I mean just a lot of this stuff didn't just, happen.
But you're being too ambiguous. Be more specific. What are you talking about that you believe that there's some kind of conspiracy theory going on there to cause these things to happen? And what things are you talking about?
Well, like the no bid contracts that Halliburton's gotten for
But that's not a conspiracy. Everybody knows what that is. That's called no bid contracts that are acquired by political connections. That's not a conspiracy theory. All you got to do is go look it up. And these guys are not the first people to do it. It's been done before.
Right. It's just like this. They're making a ton of money off these.
Okay, but that's not a conspiracy theory.
No, but I understand. But it's it's to me, it seems like some of the key people, you know, even the judge appointments and stuff have.
But that's not a conspiracy theory. That's politics. It's not what you and I think is right, but it is not a conspiracy theory. It is politics. And if the roles were reversed and we had a Democratic administration, they would seek to put more progressive and more liberal judges, or even more centrist judges, into the federal system. But the right has been talking about going after the federal courts for years. This is not a conspiracy. It's no secret. It's no theory. Does the average person think about this when they go to the polls? No. They vote on who they think's cuter, and who they think's smarter, and who they think's more witty, and they vote on all the wrong things. They don't realize that this is what you're going to get. But it's not a conspiracy. All you have to do is go back and read history, and you'll see that it's gone on for a long, long time.
Well, it's definitely a trend that they capitalize on.
No, it's, you know what? You want to say that, but that's not true. They've all done it. Everybody does it. Democrats, Republicans, everybody engages in this kind of behavior. It's just that you don't particularly like what's going on, and I don't either. But that's one of the reasons why I vote the way I do and encourage others to do the same. But I'm not going to sit there and say that they're doing something that nobody else has done. That's not true.
No, but, I mean, it's conspiracy theory, you know, on its basis is that there's no proof. It's just what it appears. And to me, it kind of looks like a well-played chess game.
Well, then what you need to do is you need to do more reading. And it's not a conspiracy theory. It's the way the American system works. It's not a conspiracy theory.
Right.
There's no smoke and then there's fire. All of this is out in the open. You can go get all this information. All you got to do is go look for it. That's all. It's there. Go read it.
Okay.
Others have done it too. Doesn't matter about the party.
Well, I was just trying to make the point of why people get off in that direction.
Well, I think people get off in this direction because they have a severe mistrust of their own government and of public institutions, and these guys have given them plenty of reason to feel that way because of their gross incompetence and their ideological drive to make everything from A to Z political and to fit their agenda. Thanks, Vic. I appreciate the call, man. Have a good day. 6:36 minutes after the hour. Okay, why are most of the people listening to this radio station? Why are you so conspiracy oriented? 303-713-7600, and let's check traffic with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Nothing to get in your way in terms of wrecks or major issues. We are getting busy southbound 25 between 38th and Spear downtown. Same for your Thornton and North Glen stretch and along your eastbound 270 drive through Commerce City. Weather outlook today, mostly sunny and dry with a high of 96 right now. Partly cloudy, 64. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760 Progressive Talk.
Want to save money on gas? Just accumulate $100 in purchases at your neighborhood King Supers.
Your debts are piling up. Your bills are due. And the settlement money you won from your lawsuit is spread out over years. You need cash now. Let J.G. Wentworth help you get your settlement money in one lump sum right now. Call J.G. Wentworth at 1-866-433-9566. If you're receiving cash payments from a car accident or personal injury and you need cash now, call J.G. Wentworth for free information at 1-866-433-9566. That's 1-866-433-9566.
This is what I use to help me lose the weight.
What?
This. NanoSlim. That little blue micro tablet. The smallest weight loss solution.
How many of those NanoSlim micro tablets did you have to take to lose the weight?
Just one a day with diet and exercise.
One?
One.
One?
One.
There's only one thing more amazing than the size of a NanoSlim weight loss tablet, and that's the powerful results you can get. Get new NanoSlim, enormously powerful, impossibly small, at Supercenters, GNC, Walgreens, and stores everywhere. Results will vary. Read label before use.
Yeah, this Sunday on Comedy Central, Flavor Flav gets clocked.
Enough with the clock. You can take it off. You haven't had a bee anywhere in 13 years.
The Comedy Central roast of Flavor Flav with Jimmy Kimmel, Snoop Dogg, Ice-T, Lisa Lampanelli, Patton Oswalt, and more.
How do you embarrass a crackhead who wears a Viking helmet?
And Roastmaster Cat Williams.
He's an icon and an ex-con.
That's Comedy Central Roast of Flavor Flav. This Sunday night at 10, 9 Central. Only on Comedy Central.
need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. You select the size, you select the style. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-700-5085. That's 1-800-700-5085. 1-800-700-5085.
Okay, yeah, I think I'm ready.
Okay, we're rolling. Chrysler Radio, take one.
The future of Chrysler is brighter than ever, and here's what you can expect.
You're going to have to go faster.
20 new vehicles for starters, and a first-ever lifetime powertrain limited warranty.
Pick up the pace.
Then there's our largest lineup of Jeep vehicles, our beautifully engineered Chrysler lineup, as well as the longest-lasting, most durable line of full-size pickups from Dodge with Hemi V8 power, or a new 6.7-liter Cummins turbo diesel engine.
Even faster.
And innovations like heated and cooled cup holders, music gate, flip-down speakers, dual DVDs, future hybrid Hemis, load and go.
Faster.
MyGig multimedia systems, MDS, not to mention stow-and-go seating, plus a chill zone to keep your drinks cool in the glove compart. Getting lightheaded.
Introducing the new Chrysler. Get ready for the next 100 years.
All right, disclaimer. Make it fast.
No deductible applies. See dealer for a copy of limited warranty and details. Non-transferable. Not available on SRT, diesel vehicles, Sprinter, Ram chassis cab, and certain fleet vehicles. On purchases beginning 7/26/07, based on R.L. Polk & Company vehicles and operation registration statistics, 1987 to 2006. Durability based on longevity. Visit ChryslerLLC.com for more information.
Whew. This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon, and right now you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 640, 40 minutes after the hour here at AM 760 Progressive Talk. Side chance thunderstorms, high today 90. Just asking the question here the first hour this morning, why it is that more than anything else, people who listen to this radio station seem to be so conspiracy-oriented that everything is a conspiracy. Or maybe you don't feel that way, and maybe I just get a lot of emails from people who feel that way. 303-713-7600. And what about the idea that people believe in conspiracies and that everything seems to be a conspiracy? By the way, there are people on the right end as well as the left who have this, but it used to be in the old days that you would mostly get people who are on what I would consider the ultra-right fringe who would call you up with this kind of stuff, like the Illuminati, the Trilateral Commission, fluoride in the water, the Beatles are spreading communism through rock and roll, all of this crazy-making that, well, like the John Birch Society used to engage in. I mean, those were the people you always heard about. You didn't so much get it from people on the left. But now, it's like, man, everybody is into it. Jeremy, in Boulder, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Jay, how you doing?
Hey, man, how are you?
Pretty good. Pretty much, I think that Illuminati's and conspiracy theories pretty much are God for when you don't think it's a God. They are a way for everything to be under control and working. So that way when you see things like a 9/11 and a Hurricane Katrina and corruption.
Right. Yeah, all right. So it would be a way to explain that which is unexplainable. Would that be a good description? Oh, we lost him. Cell phones have a tendency to do that. And one of these days, they'll come up with cell phones that don't do that. Let's go to Dave in Aurora. Dave, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, I want to talk about the conspiracy in Formula One, man.
Nigel Stepney took 138 pages from Ferrari and gave it to McLaren, damn it.
So what'd you think of Hamilton? Start to finish. I mean, that kid can drive a race car, can't he?
Yeah, he is good, even though, and I think Alonso's a baby. Now we're off on a whole other story here. I think Alonso's a baby, but I still root for the same folks over and over again. And even though I root for them, they don't seem to lately have been doing very well. And that's Massa, Fisichella. And now I've kind of decided that, I'm going to start rooting for Adrian Sutil of Spyker.
Well, you know, and Spyker Ferrari will probably do a lot better next year.
I hear they're broke. I hear they don't have any money.
Well, I think they're going to get refinanced, and they're probably going to get the better motor because they're getting a that Ferrari motor they're getting right now and that they're running isn't really the same motor that Ferrari's running, you know?
No, I know.
So, there's a little bit of a difference there. It's just kind of funny to watch the movement going around with everybody right now. I thought Raikkonen did a very good job in keeping up with Hamilton, though, this last weekend. So.
Yeah, I thought he did, too. And now the latest thing that's going on there, well, you talk about conspiracy theories. Now the latest conspiracy theory story is that Alonso and Hamilton don't get along, so Alonso is going to become a free agent next year.
He's a whiner.
I think he is, too.
I'll tell you where he could go, and he'd be all right. And you know where the switch would come, which would probably be great, is Raikkonen going to McLaren and Alonso going to Ferrari. And that might be an interesting setup for next year, because then if you have Hamilton, Alonso going head-to-head with different teams, that could be a really good season. I think it's a great season right now, even with all the controversy.
Oh, I think with all the controversy, it makes it even better. And there's something about controversy. There's something about turmoil and drama we all love, don't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, we do. Look at Barry Bonds and the whole thing about, well, is that home run tainted? See, we like all that kind of stuff, man. We dig it. We love it. We crave it. Dave, thanks, man.
Okay, guys. See ya.
See ya. Okay, now we become the fan. Let's take calls about sports. No, that was Formula One, and Dave and I and a few select people who listen to this radio station are into that. Here's very few. John goes, oh, okay, well, so what? Who cares?
I'm just kidding, Jay.
No, you're not. We're all here talking about NASCAR. We'd get a lot of calls. Let's go to Steve in the Highlands Ranch. Steve, you're on AM 760.
Hey, Jay. Hey. Actually, let's put John on, and him and I will talk some golf. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, we can talk golf. I mean, we got a lot of people out there who play golf who listen.
Oh, absolutely. When you're talking about this, it's kind of funny because for a long time, the right, you know, the conspiracies were always around American sovereignty, and the Birchers are still like that. It's kind of interesting to read some of their stuff. But, you know, I think that when it comes to conspiracies with the folks that listen to Air America, they all seem to be geared around finding criminality in the issues that they disagree with Bush about. And
well, give me some examples of that.
Well, I mean, I listen to like Tom Hartman sometimes, and I think he's a well-educated guy, but I disagree with all this stuff. But he refers to the administration all the time as the Reich. You know, and it's
well,
just,
yeah. See, I think that's if you do it every once in a while, and you do it out of frustration, and you do it because you know it's an emotional deal. That's okay. I think. I think though, if you do it as a standard practice, I don't think it's right because this administration is not comparable in any way, shape, or form to the Third Reich. I mean, come on, let's get real.
That's right, and there's no administration, whether they're Democrats, Independents, Republicans, that'll ever compare to the Reich. But I think that the conspiracies now, to me, when I listen to them, that's what they all revolve around. They, you know, somebody doesn't like the policy, so rather than just not liking the policy, it's got to be a criminal act. You know, whether
I don't consider myself to be a conspiracy theorist, but I really believe this. I believe that Alberto Gonzalez is guilty of perjury.
Well, and you know what? Gonzalez might be. And as a conservative, it actually irritates me that Gonzalez and the folks that have been up on the Hill testifying in front of Congress haven't just said, you know what? They're political appointees. So, yeah, we fired him for political reasons. That's the way it's worked for 200 years. But instead of doing that, they've tried to skate around and, you know.
Well, but actually, and now we're going to kind of.
Now we're going to butt heads.
Well, a little bit. actually, it hasn't worked that way for 200 years. 90% of the presidents, unless something really bad happens, 90% of them usually do not dismiss people in the middle or the last part.
That part I agree.
Of their term. Plus, on top of that, you've got evidence of. Now, this is evidence. This is not conspiracy. You've got evidence of interference. I mean, you've got emails. You've got people like Domenici and others, and Heather Wilson calling prosecutors. You've got them making statements about some of these people being incompetent. And then when you go look at their paperwork, which anybody who works in corporate America, and look, anybody who works in any job knows this. I mean, you keep paper trails. You go look at that stuff, then the comments that they're making are not there. But I don't think that, though, I don't think that is a political. I don't see that as being a conspiracy. What I think is being a conspiracy is alleging, for instance, I get these emails. Okay, here's one. George W. Bush's father tried to overthrow the United States government. Oh, come on.
Right.
All right, come on.
Well, yeah. The 9/11 conspiracies are the ones that...
Well, there's another one.
Right. And, you know, you can say that whatever you want to say about how Bush or whoever handled the situation with 9/11, but the fact of the matter was, it was not a conspiracy. It is what it is. And, you know, the aftermath, we can certainly argue about how things were handled, what happened leading up to it. But the fact is, there wasn't anybody in the United States government that was involved in 9/11. Period. It didn't happen.
No, I absolutely agree. Oh, and let me leave one famous right-wing conspiracy theory that's still being touted today. Hillary Clinton killed Vince Foster.
Well, those people are idiots.
Well, that's one of those people is Sean Hannity.
Well, and Sean Hannity's an idiot.
Okay.
I don't listen to him very often, but yeah, it's ridiculous.
See ya, Steve.
Thanks, Jake.
All right, man. 6:50, 50 minutes after the hour, Gina with traffic.
Thanks, Jake. Great drive around the metro area. We've got nice conditions along eastbound I-70, just getting a little bit busy between I-25 and York. Same thing if you're headed into downtown. No worries really for you there. Just a little heavier between 38th and Spear. Southbound I-25 starting to stack up from 104th to 84th. Weather outlook today. You can expect a mostly sunny, dry, and hot day with a high of 96. Tonight, clear skies, 64. Right now, partly cloudy, 65. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Toyota owners, taking your vehicle in for service doesn't have to be a bother. Visit any of your local Denver Met.
My vet says I'm special.
Homeward Bound Animal Hospital says I'm a VIP. Whatever that is.
My vet comes to my house. Those clinic places are scary.
Homeward Bound isn't scary. It looks just like Aunt Fifi's house and has lots of treats just like Grandma's. Grandma says Dr. Jones did wonders for her rotten teeth and arthritis.
Hey, Dr. Jones is my vet, too.
Homeward Bound Animal Hospital, 75th and Indiana in Arvada. Call 303-981-HOME or online at homewardboundvet.com.
Hi, this is Jay Marvin for Front Range Preventive Imaging. Here's something that ought to blow you away. Did you know that 50% of heart attacks occur in people with no prior symptoms, such as chest pain? For 150,000 Americans each year, the first symptom of heart disease is sudden death. At Front Range Preventive Imaging, they have the technology that could help save the life of someone close to you. The EBT scanner is a non-invasive way to evaluate your individual risks. The scan itself only takes 10 short minutes, providing Front Range Imaging with a powerful tool in detecting future health issues. Call to set up an appointment for yourself or for someone you love. So it's important that you pay attention to this. Call today to set up an appointment or a consultation at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-7227. Or visit them online at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com. That's frontrangepreventiveimaging.com. And tell them J. Marvin sent you.
I heard about a place that serves amazing homemade pie, just like my mom used to make when I was a kid, but I don't remember the name.
Premier business listings. Find what you missed at am760.net.
And I'm not trying to scare you. What I'm trying to get you to do is just take preventative measures, because preventative measures are the key. Get a heart scan. This is important. And Front Range Imaging, actually, it's Front Range Preventive Imaging. Front Range Preventive Imaging has a technology that can help save the life of someone close to you. I went there. I had it done. It's easy. It's non-invasive. And you walk out of there with total peace of mind. Takes 10 minutes. No needles, no drugs, no injections, no pain. The EBT heart scan provides us with life-saving information about our heart's health. So diagnosing this stuff and getting out in front of it is the best way to go. Get in touch with Front Range Preventive Imaging, because they offer EBT heart scans for early detection of heart disease, and this is the best technology that's available. Call them, 303-443-SCAN. 303-443-SCAN. Don't just tune out what I'm telling you. Really, you got to do this. 303-443-SCAN. Online, you can check them out, frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
You can live truly debt-free on just the money you already make using my proven system. Let me send you a free tape today that shows you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't consolidate your debt. It eliminates it, no matter how much debt you have.
I'm completely debt-free now thanks to John Commuta.
Call now and I'll rush you my free tape. Call 1-800-900-1004. That's 1-800-900-1004. 1-800-900-1004.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Crow, cancer survivor. If you want to know where the leading cancer research is being done, check out City of Hope Cancer Center. New drugs, new treatments that are saving lives everywhere. For information, go to CherylCrowForHope.org.
I heard about a place that serves amazing homemade pie, just like my mom used to make when I was a kid, but I don't remember the name.
Premier business listings. Find what you missed at am760.net.
Making progress before you get to work with Jay Marvin on am760 Progressive Talk.
Coming to me in the morning.
Yeah. Okay, you have that rainbow feel, but the rainbow has a beard. Let's think about that. No wonder, depending on your age, no wonder our parents listened to that and thought, something is wrong with my son Johnny. Because that doesn't make any sense. What happened to the days of Spoon, Moon, and June? Yeah, okay. Anyway, back to conspiracy theories. Maybe the cream were a conspiracy theory. 6:56, 56 minutes after the hour. Slight chance of thunderstorms. High today, 96. And let's go to Travis in Denver. Travis, you're on AM760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hi, Travis.
One of my favorite authors that I try to kind of live by taught me that once you decide something and say you believe in it, that means you quit thinking about it, which essentially means you're brain dead or you're retarded on that subject. Religion, bringing in faith, changes everything to where you skip reality altogether. You go into a faith, I have to accept faith. And what else do you accept faith with? Every con game I've ever heard of. So I believe that, I try to live by that the conspiracy theory makes you the ultimate skeptic because you don't quite believe in anything. But you keep researching, and then there's probabilities that this might be what's going on.
Yeah, but there. Listen, I've run into a lot of people though who don't do any research. They're handed something, and because it sounds plausible to them, that sounds right, and then they run with it.
Right, and you've met a lot of people who talk about their faith or their beliefs and God, who do the exact same thing. I can't happen to think that there's a 2,000-year-old religion, and it's the only one that has the answer.
Well, there's a difference, though, between faith and facts. And if you have faith, that can be both a good and a bad thing. If you don't have... as Daniel Patrick Moynihan used to say, we're all entitled to our opinion, we're not entitled to our own facts.
Right.
And it's when people start manufacturing facts and twisting facts to support their arguments.
Well, that's why it's hard to say I believe in something, because there's so many variables. And where did you get this information from? And whose, nervous system?
You got to go check that out. But as long as you say to somebody, look, I believe in God or whatever the thing is, and I am operating on faith, then we know what that is. But when I get people here who give me these conspiracy arguments, and they have these twisted facts, or they have no facts at all, and that's very different. Thanks, man. I appreciate the call. Coming up next, Mitt Romney's answer to the draft. You're going to love this.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under internationally acclaimed dancers who founded and head both the company and the academy, conveniently located just four blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. The National Ballet of Denver offers world-class training in a challenging yet encouraging atmosphere. Classes are available for all ages and levels, whether you dance professionally or just want to experience this classical art form firsthand. High art has finally come to the Mile High City. Come see perfection in motion at their Winter Gala performance on December 2nd at the Takeo Loretta Heights Theater. See dazzling costumes and exquisite choreography. For more information, go to www.nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, taking classical ballet to new heights.
A free bottle and a free book by calling 1-800-900-4964. 1-800-900-4964. That's 1-800-900-4964.
AM 760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Randy Rhodes, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. Where have all the shoppers gone?
School is back, believe it.
Except you can't achieve it.
It may be back to school time, but the big chain stores are weighing in with soft July sales results. Industry watchers say the start of the back to school season was disappointing.
Most of them turned in very disappointing results this morning. Abercrombie and Fitch was down 4%. American Eagle was down 6%.
Analyst Ken Perkins says high gasoline prices and the pinch from the housing slump have consumers pinching pennies. Wall Street's big worry is a possible credit crunch related to bad mortgage loans. That concern could knock stocks for a loop in early trading a half hour from now. Ahead of Bell, S&P futures are down almost 24 points. Dow futures showing a triple-digit loss. Market strategist Art Hogan says investors will just have to get used to a choppy ride.
Expect that volatility is going to be the norm, not the exception, and probably throughout most of this year.
Safety investigators have learned about a possible structural problem that doomed the 35 West Bridge in Minneapolis. And WCCO's Adam Carter tells us it involves the plates that tied the bridge together and could affect bridges from coast to coast.
For the first time since the collapse, an alert has been issued by the Secretary of Transportation to bridge engineers across the country to be mindful of added weight to similar steel truss bridges with these gusset plates like the 35W bridge.
At the Crandall Canyon Mine in Huntington, Utah.
The drills are getting closer, and underground, rescuers have made it another 180 feet. Still, those rescuers are days away from reaching the trapped miners.
It will be approximately 6 to 7 days.
The mine's co-owner, Bob Murray, tells the CBS Early Show the drills are crucial now.
The men will be accessed, hopefully today, with drill holes from the surface.
The holes are just inches across, but could help establish communication with the miners who haven't been heard from since Monday. Cammy McCormick, CBS News, Wellington, Utah.
Price increases for prescription drugs could level off over time. CBS's Larry Miller has that.
Over the next 5 years, patents will expire on prescription medicine that now costs more than $60 billion annually. Once the pharmaceutical companies lose their exclusive rights to their brand name drugs, and that happens after 20 years, generic producers will slash the price we pay by up to 80%. One analyst says that's good for everyone except the branded drug companies.
Much of the country is in for another day of blistering heat and high humidity. One Illinois city is doing what it can to make life a little bit more bearable.
Attention all residents, the city of East St. Louis is open for shelters.
East St. Louis police blame triple-digit heat for the death of a 70-year-old man. The man's cousin says his home didn't have an air conditioner or a fan, but he refused to leave.
I tried my best to get him out of it, so he still leaving me alone.
Highs today will range from 95 to 105 from the Ohio Valley to the Gulf Coast. This is CBS News.
Newman, where's Shipley with my cost analysis?
She's homesick, Mr. Fernwell. I'll handle it.
Ooh.
Oh, no, were you sick too, sir?
Newman, last time you did the cost analysis, it wasn't pretty. Call Bob from Account Temps.
Oh, I never get to do any of the important stuff.
Okay, you can do payroll.
Yes! What's that?
On second thought, Bob from Account Temps could handle payroll, too.
Bob.
Call Account Temps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Account Temps, a Robert Half Company.
What if you could buy peace of mind? Well, you can with Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury certified pre-owned vehicles. Everyone must pass a 115-point inspection, and it's all backed by our 6-year, 75,000-mile warranty coverage. That's peace of mind. Now get 3.9% APR on select Ford or Mercury certified pre-owned vehicles. That's just 3.9%. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. Offer ends 9/30/07. See dealer for limited warranty details or visit FordCPO.com.
The triple deal from Comcast. Switch and save. Call 1-800-COMCAST.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Jurors in the trial of a former college football player charged with trying to kill his rival will be back for a second day of deliberations this morning in Greeley. Former UNC backup punter Mitch Kozad charged with attempted murder one and second-degree assault in a knife attack on the starter Rafael Mendoza. Mendoza's testified he wasn't able to see his attacker and says he'll wait to pass judgment until the verdict's read.
It just depends on what the jury says. If they come back with a guilty verdict, then it had to be him. If not, well, he's still out there, and we're off from there.
The defense claims another student stabbed Mendoza. Kozad's looking at 48 years in the Stony Lonesome if convicted on both counts. Rescuers have successfully evacuated an injured climber in Rocky Mountain National Park. The 36-year-old Boston man got hurt in a rock fall around noon yesterday, suffering a serious leg injury. And the Catholic priest was not wearing his collar or anything else. According to an arrest report, officers in Frederick busted the Reverend Robert Wipke for jogging at a high school track naked as a jaybird. The priest told the cops he sweats profusely if he wears anything while he jogs before dawn. He figured at that hour nobody was going to see him. They did and called the cops. He's been charged with indecent exposure. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Looks like we may have a problem at 6th and Federal, so just watch out for that if you're headed out of the Lakewood area and up to I-25. It is on those eastbound lanes. Looks like one car has rolled there, so that's going to cause some major traffic jams now along eastbound 6th Avenue. Expect those delays kicking in already at Sheridan. Have a crash also off the highway, eastbound Hamden at Lowell. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today. Looking for a sunny, dry, hot day with a high of 96 right now, fair and 66. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Finish that bachelor's degree you started years ago. Learn how working adults can complete their degrees at DU evenings or online. Attend an open house at DU on August 15th. UniversityCollege.DU.edu. That's UniversityCollege.DU.edu.
We don't get many second chances. This one could save your life. A TIA, or transient ischemic stroke, is a mini stroke. Symptoms usually go away within 24 hours and you feel fine again. But if you don't get to a stroke center or hospital fast, you risk a full-fledged stroke that can change your life forever. Don't take that chance. Contact National Stroke Association at 1-800-STROKES or visit stroke.org and find out more about recognizing stroke symptoms fast. Do it now, while there's still time.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Okay, so 7:07, 7 minutes after 7 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Let me get this story. Come on, Jay. Get it together. Oh, before I get into the Romney thing, and I don't want to be unneedlessly bipartisan, but then, of course, when you ask yourself, we've got a gazillion hours of partisan programming going on the other outlets, why the hell shouldn't I be partisan? Yesterday we were talking about sex scandals in the GOP. Bingo, here's another one. Young Republican national president resigns, says sex with man was consensual, not harassment. The president of the National Young Republicans, now why isn't this guy in Iraq? Under allegations of sexually harassing another man, has resigned from his post An older complaint from 1988 alleged that Glenn Murphy, whose term at the helm of the group began last month, had blankets pulled up over the waist of, and they take the guy's name out, and was committing oral sex on him when he awoke. Ah! Ha! Ha! Oh, gee! Ha! 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 Oh! Oh! God! God! Nice story at 7:08, 8 minutes after 7 in the morning. Okay, fine. Nobody listens to this show. Why? Because I can't let my kids listen to it because Jay's talking about something my kids shouldn't hear. And on top of that, I'm now totally grossed out, and my latte is all over my dashboard. God, is that like the worst? Is that like the worst? I'm tempted to ask it all over again. Why do these guys keep getting caught and they're all members of the same party, and this is the same party that has spent a gazillion years lecturing us on how to live? Right? And what's the deal about this? This guy, okay, he's a young Republican. Why isn't he in Iraq? Number two, he's engaged in immoral conduct, forcing himself on another man while the guy's asleep.
Was he intimidated by a stocky black man again this time, Jay?
I don't know. Oh, that's right. The state representative the other morning. He was intimidated by. That's right. I forgot. You're right. You're right. No. Now this guy Murphy says the reason he resigned is it's related to business. So here we go again. I mean, it should be apparent. No, really, seriously, it should be apparent to the few conservatives, the few Republicans that we have listening. And when I say few, I mean few. When I say few, I mean few. It's like the amount of people who are listening to AM 760, Progressive Talk, who drive around in a Bugatti Veyron, okay, which is like what? What is that? That's like a $1 million automobile? I don't even know where the hell you'd buy one here in this area. Okay, but anyway, the few that we have, it should become apparent to you that all of these issues, like homosexuality and abortion and guns, which doesn't get much play these days, but all of these issues, you know why these folks, immigration, here's another one, immigration, you know why these folks are into this? They're into this because they emotionally manipulate your vote, and they get you to vote for an agenda that's not yours. But you go, yeah, right, I don't like them all, doggone queers. So you'll vote for them. I mean, really, that's what they're doing here. Doesn't it seem like that's what they're doing to you? That's what it seems like they're doing to me. So that's what the whole thing is. And they're just so hung up on all of this stuff. And it's always the person who screams that they've got, you know, the most morals. They're always the ones that are always the first to get into trouble. Look at people who you know in your own lives who do this. Now, really, think about this. Think about the people who you know who pass themselves off as being morally superior to you and who have this whole thing about, well, I'm morally superior to you. My morals are far. And they lecture you, or they get into it with you about this stuff. Chances are there's something going on with them, and they really don't want to say anything. And what makes it worse is that they parade themselves around to be something that they're not. I mean, anybody comes, I don't know about you, but anybody comes to me and they start talking to me about men and men living together, women and women living together, sex education, abortion, any of those things, even to some degree, not discussing illegal immigration with rationality, but with unrationality, I always think to myself, there's got to be something going on there. There's got to be something happening. What is the true, real motivator for this? What is the true, real motivator that makes folks act in that manner? What are they trying to assert or they're trying to cover up? And I think all of us know people in our lives, whether it's our next-door neighbors, whether it's members of our own family, whether it's people we work with, who do this kind of thing. Some of them are more outspoken than others, but they're sitting there and they have these feelings. And so what they end up doing is they end up trying to push it all on you. And I'm not talking about the idea that racism is wrong or that poverty is wrong or that a whole host of issues you can think of. If you want to debate those from a moral standpoint or any kind of a position, that's fine. Because in my mind, there's no stigma attached, and there's nothing wrong with being conservative. There's nothing wrong with being liberal. There's nothing wrong with being in the middle. There's nothing wrong with having no opinion. I mean, we're all free to do that. But when you start arguing these points, and what you start suggesting is that you've got the moral capital, or same thing with patriotism. You're more patriotic than I am, or that you've got the more moral capital than I've got, then I start getting irritated. I start becoming offended. Because I don't think anybody has the corner on any of that stuff. And one of the things I think we do wrong, those of us who are progressive or liberal or whatever terminology you want to use, what we do is we allow folks on the other side of the coin to get away with this kind of stuff. We've allowed it for a long time, and we don't stop it. We don't stand up to it, and we don't stop it. And for people on the right, for conservatives, what they've been doing for years and where they're wrong is, even though they disagree with that behavior, they've allowed it to go on. So what ends up happening is we don't have a discussion of ideas. What we end up getting is we end up getting labels, stereotypes, insults, time-worn, terribly worn-out talking points, almost to the degree that you just want to throw your hands up and say, well, look, man, I mean, there's nothing I can do for you. But it doesn't answer, you know, all of this, what I just said doesn't answer my central question. I couldn't get it answered the other day either. Which my central question is, and I'm not trying to make a whole hour out of this, because I don't think I'll get an answer to this now any more than I got an answer the other day when I did it. But these guys, and a woman sent me a whole list of these folks, these guys keep getting in trouble, keep getting busted, and it always revolves around the same thing. Sex. Now, does it go on with the Democrats? Yes. The difference is, though, I don't think most Democrats spend a whole lot of time trying to tell their neighbors how to live and lecturing them about sex and about all these other things. They'll give them strong beliefs about the challenges that are facing the country and what they think we ought to do, but they don't get into all these things about sex and your bedroom and your private life. They don't go there. And there's a difference between that and debating with somebody about why, say, for instance, George W. Bush wants to give corporate America more tax breaks, that's in the news today, about why you think that's wrong. Or about paying taxes. Or about the debate about public financing versus privatization of toll roads or of the infrastructure. That's a whole lot different than sitting there and getting into it with somebody about two men living together or two women living together, or about sinning, or about moral relativity, about patriotism, about lack of Americanism. That's a whole different ball game. And these guys keep getting popped at the same thing time and time again. And I can only implore those of you, the few that we have, who, you know, if you're conservative, I can only implore you. I mean, look what's going on here. You're being taken for a ride. Get off the car. Ask to get out. All right. Well, now I see the phone lines are all jammed up. All right, you want to talk about this? 303-713-7600. I'll do Mitt Romney at 8 o'clock. 303-713-7600. Maybe you want to try this part two from what we tried the other morning. Maybe you want to answer why these guys keep getting popped doing this stuff, why it keeps showing up in the news all the time, why it is that they have built themselves for so long the party of moral values. And here you go. You got this guy from the Young Republicans who's alleged to have done this disgusting act.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. Thinking about a summer road trip but not sure if the family wagon can make it? Well, don't worry. Just visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. At CheaperUsedAutos.com, check out over 800 vehicles. Up close and personal. Cars, trucks, and SUVs, all right here in Denver. Many under $10,000. Including low-mileage program vehicles, all with special internet pricing. Time is money, so don't waste yours running all over town. Chances are, they have what you're looking for. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
Your debts are piling up, your bills are due, and the settlement money you won from your lawsuit is spread out over years. You need cash now. Let J.G. Wentworth help you get your settlement money in one lump sum right now. Call J.G. Wentworth at 1-866-433-9566. If you're receiving cash payments from a car accident or personal injury and you need cash now, call J.G. Wentworth for free information at 1-866-433-9566. That's 1-866-433-9566.
Eight. Including installation?
Yes, ma'am. We'll also machine rotors and drums and inspect your brake system for any other problems.
Just Brakes installs pads and shoes on all four wheels and even machines rotors and drums for $99.88. That's a great deal. And, of course, I only trust my car to the true brake safety experts. Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
At Just Brakes, we really do.
Additional parts and services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
722, 22 minutes after 7 on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Last hour, we were talking about cynicism, and it's out there, and it prevails. And there are a lot of reasons to be to have cynicism and be cynical. And particularly when people get on the radio and they talk about people who sell cars, first thing is mental wall goes up, and yeah, I'm trying to con you, and those folks are trying to con you, and I don't know how to get around that other than to tell you that when I talk about Rocky's Autos, I'm talking about people who are my lifelong friends, people who Mary and I have done business with over 11 years, about all the family members and about all the friends that we've sent there, and the job that they have done, and the fact that, yes, their stated goal, like any other business, and there's nothing wrong with this, is to make money, but they understand that you have to look long-term. That's why they've been around since 1982, because if you rip people off, you're going to pay for it. And they're not into that at all. They've got their matching down incentive going on, a little way to help you out money-wise. Numerous ways to finance. 700, over 700 of the cleanest late model previously owned cars, trucks, vans, and minivans in Colorado. Check them out on the internet at RockiesAutos.com or get out there and see them. They're open tonight until 9, and they're open every Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. You want to meet two of the nicest guys in the world, Tom and Marvin Al Shear. They are the best. Spanky Herrera, Colby Harris. The list out there of good people just goes on and on. They're my friends. I'm proud to talk about them. Rockies. Please go see them. What have you got to lose? And you know what? Maybe you'll believe Rocky's just a little less cynical. Rocky's Autos, 63rd and Federal.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, the LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK, the latest FDA-approved technology for a fraction of what other providers charge. You can even finance it with 0% financing. Get a free information kit by calling 1-800-900-6436. That's 1-800-900-6436. 1-800-900-6436.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Crow, cancer survivor. If you want to know where the leading cancer research is being done, check out City of Hope Cancer Center. New drugs, new treatments that are saving lives everywhere. For information, go to CherylCrowForHope.org.
This morning at 10, it's Tom Hartman.
Coming up Thursday on the Tom Hartman program, I'll be debating conservative Phil Kirpin. Should we increase the capital gains tax, and to how much? Or should we just let people who make their living sitting on their butt around the pool continue to only paying 15%? Andy Corwin is here. Who is General Smedley Butler, and why should we know and care? And the best of the rest of the news and your calls right here on the Tom Hartman program, your radio support group for We the People.
After Jay, it's Tom Hartman on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Techno music, Berlin. 25 minutes after 7, slight chance of thunderstorm, high today 96. Jay Marvin along with you here on AM 760, a Progressive Talk. Young Republican national president resigns. Says sex with man was consensual, not harassment. And here we go again. We got another one busted. And I got a whole list of them. And we had a guy named Shane, who was from Kansas, nice place, who dropped off. He wanted to make the statement that liberals want to control our lives. They want to tell us what kind of cars to drive. And, you know, Shane, I'm not going to deny that there are some liberals. There are people of all political stripes who want to control your life. Being an American and being a citizen of this country, you have certain rights, but you also have certain obligations, and you have certain moral obligations you've got to live up to. Now, one of those things is that you want the best for your country, and you want the best for your country's health. So the whole automobile idea, there's no Democrat that has proposed that you have to go out and you have to buy a hybrid. That's not the case. CAFE standards? Yes, that is the case. But that only makes sense. That's called survival. And it's called sacrifice. Something a lot of folks in this country have forgotten. Here's Marty in Denver. Marty, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. This is a great conversation because it really points out the hypocrisy unbelievably. And this Glenn Murphy, who is the fellow that resigned, I'll bet you anything he's used the word perverted in describing anyone that he doesn't consider the norm. And I find the use of that word really interesting, and I just found out it actually, until recently, applied to whether or not you were Christian or not. So, you know, I think it's really interesting that the Republicans take this moral high ground, and they're actually trying to tell us what the norm is with sexuality of all things. It's just crazy. It's not.
Well, the norm, I was having a discussion with somebody yesterday about this, about the norm. Okay. And I invite anybody else to call on this, too, at 303-713-7600. What would be considered the norm?
Exactly.
I mean, what do we consider the norm? Would the norm be being married in a heterosexual relationship with two kids? Would the norm be being married in a heterosexual relationship with no kids? Would the norm be living with somebody? Would the, I mean, what fits, what is the norm? Certainly, we know there are certain things out there that are out of the norm, that are not normal. Child abuse, sexual perversion, child pornography. Well, you know, you could name a lot of things. Domestic violence, murder. But I don't think most people fit into that category.
Those are criminal, though. Those are criminal things.
Right, because they're not considered, polygamy, they're not considered to be normal.
Right. But this guy, you know, I they love to, you know, there's a sense that I get from these folks that try to take this moral high ground, that they look at anything that's not whatever the norm, and I agree with you. I don't know what the definition would possibly be as perverted, or, you know, so they're trying to establish a norm that doesn't seem to be able to be established.
Because I don't think there is such a
thing. In their own mind.
I don't think there is such a thing. Do you think there's such a thing? I mean, there's what we would consider to be normal, decent values and behavior.
Right.
But that's as far as it goes. I mean, I don't understand why people don't have this, okay?
Right.
You should be free. You should be free to do what you want to do behind your own walls as long as you do not break the law or hurt anybody else.
Right. Exactly. And actually, the gentleman, it looks like the other gentleman, the one who was asleep, had the bad luck to be asleep by this fellow, filed a criminal complaint, as he should have, because that's rape. I mean, it's sexual assault. It's so mind-boggling to me. And it actually, my husband and I actually had a really good discussion about this last night because I brought it up to him, and I said I had the same reaction that you did. It's just you get dizzy trying to understand why this group of people want to regulate to the level that they want to regulate sexual conduct for everybody else.
Yeah, I don't understand.
They're the last ones who would have credibility to even do that to begin with. So I'm calling in, and I think I'm just adding to your question. I'm not answering it.
Well, because maybe there's no definitive answer to this. I don't understand why it is anybody would care about any of those things. As long as you don't break the law, as long as you're not hurting anybody, and as long as you're not... I mean, don't we all, to a certain degree, have a right to... Don't we have a right to hurt ourselves if we don't affect the public? And what I mean by that is, you can factor in health costs, you can factor in public health policies, but other than that, what else is there?
Right, and this kind of focus, exactly as you were saying, takes away from the big picture. And that's why we have the Republicans spending their entire debate talking about abortion. When, you know, I'm sure they, you know, I would guess they probably know women who've had that procedure, you know, but they are so focused on that we don't talk about Iraq and we don't talk about.
Well, that's like they're beating the drum about illegal immigration all the time. And instead of solving it. They're beating the drum because it's a perfect cover to get away from the things that they bungled. I mean, that's basically what that's about. What that's about is my colleagues or on the other radio stations don't have to face the situation that this country's in. They can have those discussions rather than having to own up for their own policy mistakes. Marty, thanks.
Oh, thank you.
All right, talk to you.
Bye-bye.
Now, I can't figure out. Well, I can figure out to a certain degree. I mean, I see what the card game is. I see what the illusion is. The illusion is that you should care more about all of these things, like two men living together, two women living together. You should care more about those things, and you should care more about a woman, about limiting a woman's right to choose. You should care about all of those things, and you should run around in fear that there are people out there who want to take your guns away from you. You should run around in fear about all that stuff rather than concentrating on the real things that are hurting us. And those things are used as inducements to get you to vote against your own self-interest. And then these guys keep getting caught time and time again, and it always revolves around some kind of sex problem. They got to be masking something, got to be covering something up. That's just been my experience. 303-713-7600-733, 33 minutes after the hour, here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, and Gina with traffic.
Thanks, Jay. Well, we still have some delays on eastbound 6 between Sheridan and I-25. That crash is actually on the off-ramp to Federal, but it did roll over, so we have a lot of activity there. Southbound I-25, peak volume now from 120th toward 84th. Same thing if you're headed downtown, southbound I-25, 58th to Spear. Weather outlook today, sunny, dry, and hot with a high of 96. That's what we can expect. And tonight looks like it'll be nice and clear, 64 degrees right now under fair skies at 69. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Finish that bachelor's degree you started years ago. Learn how working adults can complete their degrees at DU evenings or online.
My vet says I'm special.
Homeward Bound Animal Hospital says I'm a VIP. Whatever that is.
My vet comes to my house. Those clinic places are scary.
Homeward Bound isn't scary. It looks just like Aunt Fifi's house and has lots of treats just like Grandma's. Grandma says Dr. Jones did wonders for her rotten teeth and arthritis.
Hey, Dr. Jones is my vet, too.
Homeward Bound Animal Hospital, 75th and Indiana in Arvada. Call 303-981-HOME or online at homewardboundvet.com.
You needed to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. You select the size, you select the style. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-700-5085. That's 1-800-700-5085. 1-800-700-5085.
Are you a gearhead? Lived a bench race? Watched Gone in 60 Seconds 30 times? Love 4x4s that require a ladder to get in? Can you quote the horsepower specs of your minivan? Then you're going to love what is coming Saturdays on 760 AM. The hosts of Drive Radio, John Rush and Donnie Cypher, are gearheads, and they're going to talk about all the things you like. Tune in AM 760, Saturdays 10 AM. Gearheads, you're going to have so much fun.
You can live truly debt-free on just the money you already make using my proven system. Let me send you a free tape today that shows you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't consolidate your debt. It eliminates it, no matter how much debt you have.
I'm completely debt-free now thanks to John Commuta.
Call now and I'll rush you my free tape. Call 1-800-900-1004. That's 1-800-900-1004. 1-800-900-1004.
If you want to make your hard-earned dollar go a whole lot farther, get ready. Advance Auto Parts has the low prices guaranteed to save you money. Get ready to get the best price possible on all the parts and accessories you need with our ready-to-go low price guarantee. Nobody can beat our prices on just about anything for your car. So when you want to get more for your money while getting more out of your car, get to Advance Auto Parts for our everyday ready-to-go low-price guarantee.
Ready in advance.
See store for details.
Our next life exercise, getting oversized carry-on luggage into overhead compartment. 4, 3, 2, 1. Hands on handle, feet together, lift up. Push. Swing hips to avoid boarding passengers. Swing left.
Excuse me.
Swing right.
Excuse me.
The flight attendant says there's no way your bag is going to fit. Push. Push.
Life is exercise. Snickers Marathon is energy. Great tasting, nutritious, long-lasting energy for the demands of your day. Grab a Snickers Marathon in the energy bar aisle.
You're listening to The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk and AM760.net.
7:38. Well, here he goes.
Come to Papa.
Yeah, can you imagine going up to a woman and saying that? Hey,
come see your papa.
Come to Papa. Oh, what happened to the front of your mouth? You have a couple of teeth missing. 7:38, 38 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Slight chance of thunderstorms. High today, 96. Talk about this disgusting story. The president of the National Young Republicans is under allegations for sexually harassing another man. He has resigned from his post. An older complaint from 1988 alleged that Glenn Murphy, whose term at the helm of the group began last month, had the blankets pulled up over the waist of, and they take the guy's name out, and was committing oral sex on him when he awoke. Oh God, is that like the worst? And once again, these guys are in trouble. Well, there's tons of examples of this. Republican County Commissioner David Schwartz pleaded guilty to molesting two girls under the age of 11 and was sentenced to 8 years in prison. Republican anti-abortion activist Howard Scott Hendrith is convicted of is a convicted child rapist in Florida. Republican legislator Pete Dibble pleaded no contest to having an inappropriate relationship with a 13-year-old girl. Republican Congressman Donald Buzz Lukens, remember him, was found guilty of having sex with a minor and sentenced to 1 month in jail. Republican Pastor Mike Heintz, whom George W. Bush commended during the 2004 presidential campaign, surrendered to police after admitting to a sexual affair with a juvenile. And these guys spend like a gazillion years trying to tell us how to live our lives. Here's Nancy in Arvada. Nancy. Oh, okay, missing in action. One line open at 303-713-7600. Here's Bill. Bill, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Well, good morning, sir.
Hi.
You know, Sigmund Freud, I think, called this thing that we see over and over and over and over again with Republicans, I think that he called it projection, where you take a characteristic of your own self and you try and put it onto somebody else. I'd prefer to just call it pure and simple hypocrisy, though. And you see it with the sexuality, with over and over again Republicans being busted for that. You see that when they talk about the elitism with the Democrats, and yet they're a bunch of trust fund babies. They talk about small government, and yet they've had the biggest government increase in history. They talk about Islamo-fascism, and yet their governmental philosophies are a march toward fascism. They talk about patriotism, and yet the Bush daughters or the Cheney people, none of them have served. Neither has Bush, neither has Cheney. They talk about freedom, and yet they have a government that has meddled in, that's spying on me. They talk about their religion. Well, as I recall, Christ didn't much like the hypocrites and the money changers. They're the hypocrites and money changers. And I don't think Christ, as I have studied him, would even like them.
Well, your point about patriotism is really a good one. They always go down that road about how you're not as patriotic as they are. Well, what's their proof or evidence of that? Next time I get that, I'm going to ask somebody. I'm going to ask that person, well, what's your proof or evidence?
Well, I think that, at least in my dealing with neoconservatives, there tends to be kind of a fact aversion. They're short on facts, long on name-calling, long on personal attacks, short on the issues. But I find that I always like to remember the story in the Bible, and I'm probably not the greatest practicing Christian around, but of Christ throwing a big wall-eyed hissy fit because of the hypocrites and the money changers, and yet most of the bankers that I know, Republican. And I think hypocrisy is an inherent part of the modern neoconservative movement.
Well,
I think
yeah, but wait,
a
wait, but wait a minute, though. You got to be fair about this. There are people who are Democrats, and there are people on the left who are guilty of it, too. And one of their biggest things is this, and I get this all the time, this litmus test and these hoops that they want you to jump through. So it's like you have to prove to them that you're as liberal or as left-wing as they are. And if you don't agree with them, then suddenly they have this Stalinistic tendency to want to purge you out and claim that, well, you're not left-wing enough. Well, you know, I mean, that's BS, man.
I think that you'll probably see some hypocrisy among the liberals and Democrats, but nothing like I've seen with the Republicans. I think what you're describing there has to do with the free thinking of liberals, that it's a lot like herding cats. Liberals that I know don't tend to march in lockstep. We don't use the same language. Don't use the same talking points. And
no, but there are liberals and there are people on the left out there who would like you and I to do that. And when you don't do it, they're like enforcers.
Well, I've often thought of Mr. Jesse Jackson as a bit of a hypocrite due to his Hymietown remarks years ago, and he's lost a lot of credibility with me as just an example of that kind of hypocrisy that you're speaking of. But I don't think that it's even in the same universe as what I've seen with the modern neoconservative movement.
Well, it certainly isn't with sex, I'll tell you that much, because I don't know of any, I can't remember the last time anybody who is a professed liberal, progressive, or anywhere on the left has given me a lecture or any kind of a lecture about sexuality or about doing wrong in that area. I can't remember, but I'll tell you what, I hear it like every other day from a lot of these people who are sitting on the right, and I think one of their motivations is to obscure the real problems that we need to solve as both left and right in this country. And the other thing is, it's power too. It's power to control. I think it's power to control thought.
Absolutely. And I must admit, they have been, the neoconservative movement has been remarkably, remarkably successful in manipulating opinion. I think that given what they have to sell, there shouldn't be but about 20 or 30 people voting for neoconservatives.
Well,
and yet you have vast numbers of people or machines doing it for them or something.
Well, they've been successful because we've been lousy at it, and we still, to this day, continue to be bad at it, and we don't understand the media and how to use it, and we don't make any attempt to understand the media and how to use it. And all you have to do is look at the various presidential campaigns. All you have to do is look at, well, you just take a look. Take a look at the structure of the Democratic Party, which, and the reason I use the Democratic Party is because they're the biggest representative of liberal or progressive thought in the country, and they don't understand. They don't have a clue. They don't have a clue how to use the media. And as a matter of fact, they can be very, very alienating, where the Republicans totally and completely understand how to get stuff done. Bill, thanks, man.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. 303-713-7600. Why do these folks keep getting caught all the time? What is their whole deal here? Oh, are we breaking early? We're breaking early? This is early. I don't care what it says. I'll break when I want to break. And then we'll come back and we'll take Anthony's call. And I got a bunch of other open lines. You want to get in on this? And we're talking about the young Republican national president resigns, saying says sex with a man was consensual, not harassment. All right, let's say it was consensual. He's having sex with another man. That would indicate he's gay, right? Why would you be a member of a party that condones what you are? That doesn't quite add up. 7:48, 48 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Traffic now with Gina.
Well, traffic's definitely heating up across the metro area. We have all of the usual delays, including on your eastbound arteries, I-70 through the I-25 corridor, C-470 crossing Highlands Ranch, and eastbound 270 through Commerce City. Still dealing with that crash activity, exit ramp to Federal from eastbound 6. You can expect delays between Sheridan and I-25. Also have traffic slowing down now on southbound 225 if you're coming off of I-70. Weather outlook today, it'll be sunny and hot with a high of 96. Right now, under fair skies, it's 69 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
AM 760 has Jay Marvin, mornings 6 to 10.
Delighting and encouraging Democratic dialogue.
Tom Hartman, 10 to 1.
People are figuring out that pigeons are actually robots from the planet Xenu.
Ed Schultz, 1 to 4.
You create this what if, give me a break.
Randy Rhodes in the late afternoon, 4 to 7.
You have the right to privacy in your own home.
And Rachel Maddow, 7 to 9 p.m.
Yeah, remember when there was going to be a U.S. war against Al Qaeda?
AM 760, Progressive Talk, and AM760.net.
You can live truly debt-free on just the money you already make using my proven system. Let me send you a free tape today that shows you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't consolidate your debt. It eliminates it, no matter how much debt you have.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
Call now and I'll rush you my free tape. Call 1-800-900-1004. That's 1-800-900-1004. 1-800-900-1004.
Another how-to half minute from the Home Depot.
I wish we could redo the kitchen.
We can't afford it.
And we could sure use new flooring.
We can't afford it.
The Home Depot can give us 10% off.
Get in the car.
Got a project in mind? Open a new Home Depot credit card account and get 10% off your first purchase when you put it on the card.
Hurry up, honey. We're burning daylight.
You can do it. We can help. Valid through August 15th in U.S. only. Maximum discount $200. Subject to approved available credit. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
At Check & Go, we're a lot like a bank.
We offer financial solutions, and we're safe and secure like a bank.
But Check & Go is different, too. You can get up to $1,000 quick and easy with no hassles. Try that at a bank.
Check & Go is a more affordable option than paying bank overdraft or bounce check fees. Visit checkngo.com for terms, store locations, or to get a loan online. Or call 1-800-561-CASH to speak to an associate 24/7. See website for additional disclosures and licensing information. Always use cash advances responsibly.
Sleep. There is no equal. Nothing on earth can restore your body and replenish your soul like the deep slumber of a good night's rest. So why are you tossing and turning, frustrated with each hour that passes as the next day races toward you? You wonder why you can't fall asleep like the rest of the world. Wonder no more, because now there's RestAid, the all-natural way to enjoy fast, deep sleep night after night. RestAid gives you the perfect combination of powerful ingredients, proven to promote fast, deep, restful sleep, without the potential negative side effects of prescription medications. For your free trial of RestAid, call now. 1-800-600-5815. Imagine falling into the deepest sleep you've had since you were a child. Carefree slumber that sends you peacefully into a morning of increased energy and mental focus. Your pillow is calling. So call now for your risk-free trial of RestAid. 1-800-600-5815. For your free trial, call now. 1-800-600-5815. 1-800-600-5815.
7:51, 51 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600. A couple of lines open. Hey, feminazi. It's a feminist comedy. In search for sexist pigs. You can hear the Virgin Mary story. Unite with your older sisters. Tickets are available at boulderfringe.com. And tickets are only $15 and $10 for students. And it goes August 18th through the 26th. So check out boulderfringe.com for the times. It is at the Carson Theater in the Dairy Center for the Arts. That's 2590 Walnut Street in Boulder. For more information, go to feminazi.com or boulderfringe.com. Suzanne puts the F word in comedy. Donations are being made to the Boulder Valley Women's Health Center. It's part of the Boulder Fringe. If you want to laugh yourself silly and have a great time for a great cause, then check out Feminazi. Go to boulderfringe.com or go to thefeminazi.com.
Keep your morning moving with me at 10, Tom Hartman. Right now you've got Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
I hate this song. I do. I'm tired of it. Take it off. 7:53. Don't fade. Cut. Stop. Thanks. Okay. 7:53. 53 minutes after the hour.
I thought you liked Green Day.
I do like Green Day, but I'm not to sing Green Day song all the time, Dookie Stick. It's 96 degrees today. And 10%.
Did you call me a Dookie Stick?
Yeah, I did. 10% chance of...
I've been called many things, but never Dookie Stick before.
10% chance of thunderstorms. Okay, we're talking about... and I still got Mitt Romney to go after 8 o'clock. I mean, I'm not done yet. Boy, am I being partisan today. Aren't I? Partisan and over the top, but it's true. All right, let's go to Anthony in Denver. Anthony, you're on AM 760. Thank you for waiting. Go ahead.
So your call screener sounds young. So there's a album by George Duke, probably one of the greatest keyboard players that ever came out of California. It's called, there's a project on it called Reach For It, and they use the term Dookie Stick as a, instead of a pejorative, they use it as a pretty funky positive thing. So,
yeah, he was great, too. You're right. He still is. He's great. That's
he's
true.
He's got an uncle that's here in Denver that used to play with the symphony, played stand-up bass with the symphony, who lives near City Park, and he's very, very nice. So they're, and also he's also related to the young lady who was in, there's a movie that came out about a year and a half ago that dealt with news regarding, Edward R. R. Murrow. And if you remember
Good Night and Good Luck.
Right, if you remember the young lady who was singing that, she's from Denver, Diana Reeves. So they're all related.
Oh, man, Diana Reeves can sing?
They're cousins. George Duke and Diana Reeves are cousins.
Well, I didn't know that.
Yeah, yes, very much so. But
and by the way, City Park is my neighborhood.
Yeah, well, okay, groovy. So we're neighbors. I'm in Park Hill.
You're right over from me.
Yeah, I'm on Claremont, 29th and Claremont.
Well, we ought to just try to figure out how to meet someday.
Seriously, if you're into that, I've been here since 66. I now own my mother's home, so... But what I wanted to talk with you about real briefly was the comment, because I'm also, my stepfather was a preacher, so I guess you could call me a preacher's kid, and I've grown up around people that were Republicans and that were hypocrites. And I've seen just as recently as 2 weeks ago a situation where a female preacher who owes me $400 for playing keyboards for her didn't want to pay, and then all of a sudden when I just said, well, look, I'm going to take out my services, she freaked out, and rather than P-R-A-Y for me, she's P-R-E-Y-ing for me, praying as in a wolf, you know, because when people don't want to pay,
right.
When people don't want to pay you, and I tell preachers that, I said, we're going to pray for you, I said, is that P-R-E-Y or P-R-A-Y, and they don't like it when I say that, I said, look, man, I've seen behind the scenes, I saw my stepfather mistreat my mom. So I'm kind of hard on preachers. My grandfather was, too, even though he was a deacon, because his father was a preacher, and he got his mom pregnant with him. He was a baby of his family, left him with no money back in 1900. So it's one of those things where a lot of times when you see people that are on the right side of the issue, as they call it, you have to really, really go in and tear apart the meat of what it is they say they are. Because if you don't ask questions, like with Asen Phillips. I know Asen. I also know what Asen has done since before I was an adult. So when you have history and people say, well, let's remember him in prayer. You know, we got to remember him in prayer. It's like, dude, I've seen this character. When this guy September 19th gets his comeuppance, I'll be having my birthday. I'll have my 50th year of life. At that very same day.
Well, we got to wait to see because he's got to go to trial.
Well,
and...
I understand, but trust me, I'm telling you.
Well, yeah, but you can't say. But all right, but Anthony, all due respect, you can't say that on the radio. You can't accuse him of something until he's been convicted, and we have to wait and see.
Okay, due process.
Do not get us sued.
Due process, but no. But the Kovaleski and some of the other people at 7, I worked with Tom Martino when I was at 4, shoving a camera around. Most of these people, Tom wouldn't take it. You know, I think you know Tom. Kovaleski at 7 wouldn't put up the information they put out. Now, speaking of getting sued, all you got to do is stand in this broad shadow of those two stations, 7 and 31. The stuff that's been put out on the air that has a solid fact, libel can only be suable.
Yeah, I understand what it is, but I just don't even want to tread that ground.
Just, as a preacher's kid, I'm just saying I resent... anyone who sexually, I don't care what you do. If that's what you want to do or you want to be a particular way, that's your prerogative. But to say that you're better than other people and to accuse everybody else of being less, and then you're caught, I think you get what you deserve.
I hope so. I hope you're right.
Thank
Anthony,
you for letting me chat.
Thanks, man. Call me anytime. All right. Forgot to get his address. Now I can't get together with him. Okay. Now, I promised you about Mitt Romney. Yes. I will talk about Mitt Romney.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under internationally acclaimed dancers who founded and head both the company and the academy, conveniently located just four blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. The National Ballet of Denver offers world-class training in a challenging yet encouraging atmosphere. Classes are available for all ages and levels, whether you dance professionally or just want to experience this classical art form firsthand. High art has finally come to the Mile High City. Come see perfection in motion at their Winter Gala performance on December 2nd at the Takeo Loretta Heights Theater. See dazzling costumes and exquisite choreography. For more information, go to www.nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, taking classical ballet to new heights.
All three for just $33 each per month for 1 year. The Comcast Triple Play. One company, one bill, three great services. Call 1-800-COMCAST to order the Comcast Triple Play. That's 1-800-COMCAST. Available to new customers only with subscription to all three services. After 1 year, regular monthly rates apply. Service is not available in all areas. Speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Restrictions apply. Call Comcast for details.
AM 760 Progressive Talk. Broadcasting in HD and online at am760.net. KKZN Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. It's give back time on Wall Street. The powerful late rally that sent the market home happy yesterday has been wiped out in the first 30 minutes of trading. The Dow Industrial Average is down 166 points. NASDAQ is down 22. Floor broker Ted Weisberg.
It's absolutely breathtaking.
Weisberg says the market's being driven by an emotional reaction to growing concerns that a credit squeeze will put a crimp in borrowing and spending that would bruise the economy. The big retail chains are reporting so-so July sales results. Analyst Ken Perkins says back-to-school buying is behind schedule this year.
Consumers are waiting later and later. You know, when school starts, actually waiting until after school starts to see what kids are bringing, what they're using, what they're wearing, and then going out and making those purchases.
JCPenney and Costco were exceptions to the rule, posting better-than-expected sales gains. Breaking news from Newark, New Jersey. A city official, speaking anonymously, says the police have arrested a young male in connection with the Saturday night schoolyard shooting that took the lives of three college students and left a fourth victim seriously wounded. Officials are expected to have more to say shortly. Drillers are making progress toward getting fresh air and food to six men trapped by Monday's mine cave-in in Huntington, Utah. Mine owner Robert Murray.
We should access those miners with that 2.5-inch borehole sometime this afternoon.
But Murray says it may be next week before rescue teams can reach the men. Federal officials want bridge operators around the country to be careful not to load too much weight on bridges during repair work. They're afraid bridges like the one in Minneapolis that was undergoing repairs and collapsed could be vulnerable because of a design flaw. Score one for American cars. A number of models beat the foreign competition in a new reliability survey.
For the first time, Buick has tied perennial winner Lexus at the top of the J.D. Power study of problems with three-year-old vehicles. Speaking at a conference in northern Michigan, GM Vice Chair Bob Lutz says this isn't just happenstance.
We have worked very hard on all our brands, but Buick has had a special focus.
Cadillac, Mercury, and Honda rounded out the top five. Land Rover finished last. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Traverse City, Michigan.
So far, so good for the Space Shuttle Endeavour crew. CBS's Peter King has the latest on the shuttle's first full day in space.
This is inspection day aboard Endeavour. The astronauts will use their robot arm and an extender boom to take pictures and laser sensor readings. The shuttle's heat shield. That includes the nose cap and wing leading edges. This is the first of several in-flight checks. The next to come as Endeavour approaches the International Space Station tomorrow.
The price of ammunition is shooting up. A report in the Dallas Morning News traces the increase to strong demand for ammunition for American troops overseas and the booming Chinese economy, which is driving up prices for raw materials like copper, steel, and lead. Updating the market figures, the Dow Industrial's down now 157, NASDAQ down 18. This is CBS News.
What's with the boxes, Earlman?
Just moving into Peterson's old office, Mr. Fernwell.
Well, I need this space for Bob from Accountemps. I want him to fill Peterson's shoes.
Good luck. That man had the biggest feet I've ever seen.
Bob from Accountemps knows cost analysis and budgeting inside out.
But he's a temporary.
We could hire him full-time.
Full-time?
And this will all be his.
Can I just pretend for a sec?
Call Accountemps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Accountemps, a Robert Half Company.
I want to let you in on a little secret, but before I do, could all you car dealers, bankers, and credit card companies switch over to the All Sappy Love Songs All Day Long station? Good. For the rest of you, here's the secret. FreeCreditReport.com. If you know your credit score going in, you may be able to cut a better deal on car loans, refis, even credit cards. And you'll find your free credit score and report at FreeCreditReport.com. That's the secret. Get your free credit score and report with enrollment in Triple Advantage at FreeCreditReport.com. Get the score.
Good morning, I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. The head of a liberal advocacy group has accused Republican Senate candidate Bob Schaefer of hypocrisy. Progress Now Action Executive Director Michael Huttner says Schaefer told State Board of Education members they should disclose donations from people doing business with the board. He says Schaefer then accepted contributions from a board consultant. Jurors in the trial of a former college football player charged with trying to kill his rival back in court for a second day of deliberation shortly in Greeley. Former UNC backup punter Mitch Kozad charged with attempted murder one in a knife attack on the starter Rafael Mendoza, who still can't believe the whole thing.
You know, as far as evidence say, and according to the DAs, it was the backup punter. It's unreal. I mean, you never think something like that would happen.
Prosecutors say Kozad wanted Mendoza's starter job. Democratic National Convention organizers are investing $2 million in the Denver-based Native American Bank. Bank owners praising that decision as a good way to encourage tribes to get more involved in politics. And in Denver, just say C. New estimates from the Census Bureau show the Mile High City is growing again and has crossed over into majority-minority status. At least half the residents now identify themselves as members of a minority. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Well, we're still struggling eastbound lanes of C-470 through Littleton, so be aware of that if you're trying to hop on. We've got a wreck, a multi-vehicle crash that was blocking the left lane right near Wadsworth, so we're seeing those delays. Back to Kipling. Still has slow-moving traffic eastbound 6, shared into I-25 from an earlier issue. We've got heavy traffic northbound 25 through the bridges, as well as westbound lanes now of the Boulder Turnpike from Sheridan to Church Ranch. Weather outlook today, sunny, dry, and hot with a high of 96. Currently fair and 72. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Todd Helton says take the freeway to Freeway Ford and right now get a brand new Focus or Ranger for just $99.88. They sell them for less every day guaranteed. So get your 07 Focus or Ranger today for just $99.88. Only at Freeway Ford, I-25 in Evans, Longmont Ford at 3rd and Alpine, or at cheaperfords.com.
We don't get many second chances. This one could save your life. A TIA, or transient ischemic stroke, is a mini stroke. Symptoms usually go away within 24 hours and you feel fine again. But if you don't get to a stroke center or hospital fast, you risk a full-fledged stroke that can change your life forever. Don't take that chance. Contact National Stroke Association at 1-800-STROKES or visit stroke.org and find out more about recognizing stroke symptoms fast. Do it now while there's still time.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Okay, I've only had this happen to one other radio station I've ever worked at in my life. The fire alarm is going off in the building. Can you hear that tone in the background? Plus, we got like a strobe light going in the studio. All right. Can you hear that? Can they hear that? It's beeping a little bit in here, but it's not beeping in there like with you. And there you go. There you can hear it. And I said to John Turk, I said, what do you mean? What are we doing here? We're not leaving the building. I've got to leave the show. Oh, I got to leave. I got to stand out on the lawn.
I'm leaving. I need a cigarette.
You're smoking in the hall that probably started it. Oh, good Lord. Every day today, every day this week has been something. And people are running around in the newsroom. Well, what are we supposed to do? Hey, I'm not leaving until you prove to me that there's a fire in this joint. What? Somebody set off a cigarette?
I can smell something burning.
You can smell smoke? Are we evacuating the building? Do we have this guy Pete send us an email about how he hates the music we play? Something like get over the old hippie music? Okay, Pete, if you're still out there, Happy Stead or whatever your little dorky email is, we'll just track In Gotta DeVita by Iron Butterfly, and we'll be back in 35 minutes. I mean, this is a guy who wanted me to play Rage Against the Machine at like 6:10 in the morning. Well, that'll work. Yeah, okay. This is our fire song. We'll be back right after we figure out what's going on with whether the building's on fire or not.
Everybody else has left the floor.
Everybody's left the floor but us. Okay, so how much trouble are we going to be in for sticking here? I don't care. In a God of Cleveland. Yeah, J. Marvin fiddles while don't Rome burns. Get it on, man. In a God of don't you know that I'll always why did this happen on Monday when we weren't here? We're into the first day of the week. So what are we supposed to do, Daryl? We're supposed to leave? Oh, won't you come with me? We got to pull up Air America and leave the building? I'm not leaving the building. You got to be kidding me. Seriously? Come in here and tell these people I'm not lying. Get out. Forget about Air America. Just leave the music on. Okay, well, I'll be back as soon as they figure out this is a hoax. Somebody was smoking in the halls. Okay, I want an immediate investigation.
By some nut. And by the way, nuts, as we found out, not only will use things around them, they will hear things and imagine. So that's something for you to think about as well. All right? And also coming up, I want to have something called a race forum. I'll explain that in a moment. But I want to get to your thoughts and comments regarding how this works. Our number toll-free is 866-303-2270. Let's go to Frank in Portland, Maine. Frank, you're on the Lionel Show.
Hi, Lionel.
Hello, Frank.
How are you doing?
Good.
I think I have a new definition for terrorism.
All righty.
For you. Okay, let's say that you're driving across a bridge and it collapses.
Mm-hmm.
Aren't you terrorized?
Yes.
Let's say you're in a mine and it falls on you. Aren't
yes.
you terrorized?
Certainly.
So could you then say that the people who cut the funding for bridge repair and deregulate the mines would be the terrorists?
I see where you're going exactly with this, and the actual answer is that if the funding were deliberately done so to terrorize, they would be a deliberate terrorist, but we're talking about negligent terrorism here. You're right, and we'll go a step further. If a government knows that they could provide meaningful, reasonable health care to individuals, and they don't, and we live in fear of getting some catastrophic illness, take it a step further. It's an excellent, excellent point. I like it. Scott, in a place called Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Scott, you're on the Lionel Show.
Good morning, Lionel.
Good morning, Scott.
It harkens back to the same propaganda that they're putting out, that you cannot support the troops but be against the war. It goes to the same propaganda of keeping America in fear.
Yes.
So that we do not care about giving up our rights. And
the
it really
power of nightmares. Again, for the umpteenth time, I implore people to see this documentary. But you're absolutely correct. Fear is a wonderful motivator, is it not?
It's really frightening to think that we're giving up our rights, and we've already given up so many under the Patriot Act, that it really makes you wonder to where they're willing to stop. I mean, you look at the Tillman case. You look at all the different We have to fight them there so we don't fight them here. It keeps us safe. I mean, it's just one thing after another, and it just amazes me. And if you hearken back to when our foreign president was running, I'm a uniter, not a divider. And he's exactly the opposite.
Oh, but Scott, no, I disagree, my dear friend. No, he is a uniter. In fact, he took the Shia of Iran, Persians, and the Shia of Iraq, Arabs, who were antipodal at best, and united them.
Against us, yes.
Yes,
against
us. He didn't specify uniter or divider against whom. He just said, I'm going to unite people.
It's just, it's really frightening when you think of how great this country could be. And you see the path that we're on, and you see the manure that we're being fed every day. And when you do try and question, like you're speaking of now, or when you do try and bring up ideas, intelligent ideas, realistic ideas, that they throw it in, oh, well, they don't know what they're talking about, those nutty liberals, they shouldn't say that.
You know what's also funny about this, and maybe you can help me with this, Scott, when somebody says something, let's say a Ralph Nader says the war is wrong, they say, here we go, there's a nutty liberal. When Jack Jacobs, you know, this Medal of Honor recipient on MSNBC, a colonel, says the same thing, when Bob Novak says it, when does a person become a liberal by saying something that a liberal supposedly says?
Well,
I hope I can do one thing, and that's to shake my staff up. But in addition to that, I hope that one day I can just remove these labels once and for all. They don't mean anything.
Well, you look at the same thing that you're speaking of. Look how they vilified John Murtha, a congressman from Johnstown, Pennsylvania, actually vilified him when he spoke up against the war. Now, this is a decorated war veteran.
John Kerry.
John Kerry the same way?
John Kerry was vilified by a man or over a man, and I thank you for this incredibly astute call. John Kerry was vilified, and instead we had basically an AWOL draft dodger. And by the way, the question, and I don't want to go through that again. I don't want to go through that again about, you know, whether he, you know, did he not show up? This is Bush, mind you. But the two questions which I never understood anybody, nobody asked him. That is, President Bush, or Bush, did you show up for that physical that you were required to have to maintain your flight status? And number two, if not, why? Now, coming up, I want to discuss this, but I also want to talk to my black brothers and sisters, so to speak. I don't want to sound soulful. But somebody brought something up yesterday, a very interesting point about the whole Barry Bonds issue. And that is the point of you don't understand. You don't see it the way I see it as a black man, as a black woman, as a black person. And I thought, you know what? You're right about that. Who speaks for you? Coming up, the Black Forum on the Lionel Show, number toll-free 866-303-2270. And by the way, do you want to hear another story about another gay Republican who solicits somebody? I'm telling you, they're coming out of the woodwork. Republicans, that is. 866-303-2270. Don't forget our website at arabamerica.com/Lionel. You should refer to it constantly. Before, during, after the show, we supplement it constantly. Tells you where we're going, where we've been, and where we hope not to go. Especially if you have an laptop at your disposal. 866-303-2270. More coming up, so stay tuned.
Lionel, he may be a talk show host, but he's also a human being. On weekends. The Lionel Show on Air America Radio.
The cynic says, I started losing my hair and there was nothing I could do. I wore a baseball cap because I was self-conscious. The believer says, I started using Avacor 2 months ago and already I'm regrowing my own hair. My bald spot is going. No caps for me. Are you a cynic? Avacor's formula is FDA approved to regrow your own hair in as little as 2 months.
Evacor's topical formula contains the only ingredient approved by the FDA to regrow hair without risk of sexual side effect. Call right now and ask about getting a free month supply of Evacor and receive Boost just for trying Evacor. Boost can make your hair visibly thicker with its first application. Call 1-800-451-7510. That's 1-800-451-7510. This is a limited time offer, so call now. Try Evacor risk-free today. 1-800-451-7510. 1-800-451-7510.
You know, my friends, one of the things that I hate when people say is, you know, if I were black, or, you know, these black people out there, you know, they, and I'm sorry, unless you're black, you really don't know. Same thing about if you're gay or a woman or a man or whatever it is. Yesterday there was a topic, somebody called up, and it was so interesting, and said, you know, this Barry Bonds business. You know why one of the reasons why people are so upset, in addition to the fact that maybe he did cheat, maybe he did use steroids, is the fact that he's black. There's a racial component to it. And the fact he's got a bad attitude? What do you mean a bad attitude? What does that mean? And I listened to him. I said, you know what? You're right. There is a racial component to it. Just like in the immigration business. Illegal immigration. Trust me, if this was a Swedish bikini team, there'd be no problems whatsoever. There is a racial component. My friends, I don't know what it's like to be black. I know it's better. I can look around. We don't have lynchings and, you know, separate bathrooms. But that doesn't mean things are perfect. It may have pushed it more subterranean. I don't know what it's like to be pulled over by the police when I know that I've been pulled over just because I'm black. I don't know what it's like to be in a store and have somebody to be looked at differently. I don't know those things, from the minor inconveniences to the more critical. When you see individuals speak, Democrats, Republicans, during debates, whether it's Barack or whomever, I hear a lot of issues from different constituencies, gays, gay marriage, which is fine, veterans, the uninsured. Who speaks for black people? And if we had a forum, if we had a summit, if we had a chance for you to tell me and the world what it's like still in the year 2007 to be black, the problems, shortcomings, inequality, or the benefits, you tell me, I want to hear it. Also, if you go to our website at airamerica.com/Lionel, there's an article that says that coming up already, rather, one in 10 counties in America have, in essence, or will have, a majority-minority. And here's the hypothetical question for you. You ready for this? See if you can handle this one. I'm sure you can. Let's assume arguendo. It's a big law school thing, for the sake of argument. Assume arguendo that one day, or that now, one day the population is 90% Latino, black. Let's just say black. Make it easy. Will there still be the inequalities and a different treatment that you feel? Or is it just a matter of the fact that you're outnumbered? Is that it? Because you're not, because right now black populations in the country, roughly, what, 14, 15%? Is that it? I want there to be a forum on race. And is there any candidate that speaks for you? That's what I want to talk to, or talk to you about. Renard in Michigan, you're on the Lionel Show.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning.
Good. The person I look for leadership begins in the mirror. And in terms of speaking for me, I speak for myself. Now, granted, I am a African American minister, but we are all ministers. We are all leaders in some sort of sense. Mm-hmm. Lead our families. We lead ourselves to work. We lead ourselves to take care of our bills and so forth. But the main question regarding leadership is this. If you answer the question, am I my brother's keeper? And you say yes, you have therefore accepted the mantle of leadership.
Okay. Do you, may I ask you, sir, what are the problems? Are there problems that you experience that you would like people to be aware of? Tell me.
There's several problems in terms of being even African-American male. Hello?
Don't do that again.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I don't care if you're a minister. I will find you, sir.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm kidding.
Right. Okay. Well, I mean, problems galore just being black. I mean, being followed in stores, being overly represented when it comes to crime on mm-hmm. on television and in newspapers, being having lower expectations. Oh, I have two college degrees. I have a master's with a double major in mm-hmm. community development and urban studies. But someone can still look at me and say, oh, he got in by affirmative action. And years ago, Malcolm X was on a television show, and he asked the host, well, what is a black man with a PhD? And he answered and said, "And the N-word.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes you can earn, you can have all the degrees you
Renard,
want.
Minister, yes. I am so sorry, but the clock is my enemy. Our number toll-free, 866-303-2270. Thank you. Coming up, a racial forum on the Lionel Show.
Hello?
Hey, this is your cell phone.
Huh?
You know, you treat me like a kid.
What?
Oh, sure, you've cut the cord, but you don't realize how much I've grown up. I can do speed dial, text messaging, voicemail, video, wireless internet.
Yeah.
I can even help you keep your kid off drugs.
Keep my kid... How?
You talked to your son about not smoking marijuana, right?
Well, of course.
Well, some other people are telling him something different. Here, let's send him a text message. Ask him what he's up to.
Good idea. Let's do it.
Staying in touch. The Anti-Drug. Learn more at theantidrug.com. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
By now, you've noticed your regular TV news doesn't cover the news. Anything happening in Iraq, Cheryl?
Well, our network closed all its foreign bureaus, so who knows? But check out this important news footage. It's a ferret playing a harmonica.
Well, how about that? He's pretty good, Cheryl. Get the honest answers at Go Left TV. Type goleft.tv and get news, history, and humor with progressive honesty. If you're searching for news with an edge, go left to goleft.tv. The truth is on the air right now at goleft.tv.
I was lucky enough to find out about Laurel Langmire. Since then, I own 16 investment properties. I have a C-Corp, an S-Corp. I have six LLCs.
Free yourself from the daily grind of your 9-to-5 job.
My experience within the first 4 months, I walked away with almost $300,000.
Laurel Langmire has personally coached hundreds of entrepreneurs into financial freedom.
Laurel and her team blew me away, and I went, I got to work with this lady.
Laurel teaches you how to live in a wealth cycle and stay there. A master of customized one-on-one guidance, Laurel Langmire can place you on the road to financial independence.
Hi, I'm Laurel Langmire. Creating wealth is not as difficult as you may think. If you're ready to turn your financial dreams into reality, then I want you to have my Extreme Money Makeover CD for free.
Call now for this limited-time special offer. Get Laurel's Money Makeover CD and her best-selling book, The Millionaire Maker. Both the book and the CD for free. You only pay a small shipping and handling fee. Call 800-953-8791. 800-953-8791.
Thank you.
number toll-free, 866-6... No, that's the old number. 866-303-2270. Hope you've got your laptop ready. 866-303-2270. Don't forget our website at airamerica.com/Lionel. Yesterday was one of the most interesting discussions. We talked about Barry Bonds, not from a sports point of view, because, you know, that's, come on. But just in terms of the, you know, the bigger picture of whether he cheated and whatever the hell that means. And there was one caller who said there was a racial component here, and he cited the differences between Barry Bonds' treatment and Mark McGwire's, White, Jason Giambi, and others, and, you know, and it was a, whether you agree with it or not, there is always a racial component to this. He also suggested that people said, well, you know, we just don't like Barry Bonds because of his attitude. What does that mean? What, a black man's not supposed to have an attitude? Now, whether you like it or not, there is a racial component. Ask yourself this question. Assume for a moment that a white player under the cloud of suspicion of steroids, a white player who went from a skinny player in his 20s to this hulking, bulking, you know, would it be different? The answer is, of course it would. How different it would be is another story. Okay? Be a different story. So the question I had is, we need to talk more about race. Let me tell you something right now. I just want to say this, and I'll say it again and again and again. One of the components of illegal immigration, one of the things that drives people the craziest about it is because it's about Mexicans. Don't kid yourself. It's not just about that, but that is a component. And no matter how great we think we are in terms of how we've come a long way in terms of, you know, rights, we've got rid of Jim Crow laws, and, you know, there's no more separate bathrooms, and, you know, no more lynchings, and the Klan is pretty much decimated. Racism is not gone. And I wonder who even speaks about this today. So I want to have, if you will, a black forum. African American, people of color, black, whatever you want to call it, come forward and say, here's what we need to talk about. And is there any candidate who talks about your issues and what are your issues? What is important to you? Everybody else has, every constituency has issues. Certainly you must as well. Ed in the Bronx, here on the Lionel Show.
Good morning, Lionel.
Good morning, Ed. How are you?
All right. You asked the question, like, who speaks for black people? What is it? And I'm saying, if to make it relative to those who are not white, those words, the inspiration that caused the words of Patrick Henry, of Thomas Paine, of Thomas Jefferson, who wrote the Declaration of Independence. You see, those are the things that causes us an idea of how it should be. Now, when you live in an environment where that's supposed to be how it is, and you recognize that it doesn't apply to you, you have history in this country that shows there's supposed to have been a change so that that now applies to you.
Mm-hmm.
To live in an environment where it doesn't, and now you have to try to find a way to convince people in a nonviolent manner to think in a different mode so that logic now applies, like how you speak. If it's literal, everybody knows what you mean. It's outside of Latin, I think you mm-hmm. phrase your things as direct as they should be phrased. So I'm saying that black people...
You know, right. You know, one of the things that was so funny is there was a friend of mine in Florida, a lawyer friend of mine, and it's funny the perspective that people have. And somebody was saying, you know, this is a great country, and this other friend of ours, he meant no harm, but he said, you know, a great country, First Amendment and Second Amendment, and so my friend said, you know, prior to the 13th Amendment, slavery, the First Amendment meant nothing to me. And to think that in our 231 years, we had to have a constitutional amendment prohibiting slavery. And one of the things I wanted to mention to you, Robert, sorry, Ed, is that there are some things that I think, and I'm just speaking just as a human, that collectively are in your genes that are hard to get rid of. For example, I've heard, and I'm sure you've heard this from radio shows, white people say, would you get off this slavery thing? Would you once and for all? I had nothing to do with it. And I thought it was reprehensible. Would you just get past it? Let it go. Have you heard that?
Yes, but you want to know what would happen if we were to get past it? Let me give you, I think, a picture of the future.
Mm-hmm.
Black people would then create some type of autonomous structure, some type of autonomous economic structure where within itself it relates to all the rules that apply outside in order for it to exist within. And we would have such a dynamic power base because of all of that revenue generated within just that particular community, that particular circumference, that it would create a jealousy that existed with which was the Black Wall Street, where because we weren't allowed to participate in the commerce of the other, you know, the other residents, so we created our own, and it was cylindrical. Everything revolved around itself. The money revolved so that everybody was a millionaire. That's going to raise jealousy. We have to find a way to neutralize that.
Ed, I thank you so much for that. Robert in Milwaukee. Robert, you're on the Lionel Show.
Good morning, Lionel.
Good morning, Robert.
Love your show, by the way.
Thank you.
And the subject this morning at hand, you alluded to the fact that what is frustrating being as an African man is frustrating because we're simply outnumbered, as you said this mm-hmm. morning. So, for example, the majority of blacks weren't for George Bush, but it doesn't mean a damn thing. The majority of blacks weren't for this Vietnam War, but it doesn't mean a damn thing because we're outnumbered. Mm-hmm. So being the majority of blacks can be against or for any subject.
Is it merely a matter of numbers?
In some cases, it can be.
Because if you look at, for example, the various populations, you know, Jewish Americans in this country, Jewish, less than 2%. African Americans, 14-15%. There are now, as I mentioned, if you go to our website at airamerica.com/Lionel, there's a report that shows 1 in 10 counties in America really have a majority that are non-white, if you will. Will any of this change at any time? And do you hear any politician, any candidate, any party, anybody even directly resonating with you
No.
in the black community?
No.
Now, is that because, please don't take this the wrong way, is that because black people don't vote or don't vote enough?
I don't think that's the reason.
What is it?
What I think is we're not represented in visually, say, for example, in the media. I watch television on Sunday morning, mm-hmm. and you will see, say, Meet the Press or George Stephanopoulos. Mm-hmm. And all the time, it's just a white perspective. All the time. And you have people on there. You have people on the radio. If it wasn't for Air America and other stations on a satellite radio or the internet, I wouldn't know what's going on in this world as far as being black, unless it's criminal.
Well, you know, you bring up a very good point, my friend. I thank you for that. You know, if you watch television, you'll swear that nobody's handicapped. Nobody's black. It's just white people. Years ago, there was a comedian. I forget who it was. But he said, one of the few comedians who were funny, and said that in this, you guys wouldn't remember this, but in the 60s, 70s, you know, you start to see more and more of an attempt to at least recognize that there are black people. And you saw it in commercials, little by little, just a drip, a drop there. And he said, how come in every commercial that whenever there's black people, they're always soulful? Because they had, for example, McDonald's, a McDonald's commercial. And the comedian said, it's not enough for a black person to go but just say, you know, like a quarter pounder, you know. No, no, he's got to say, got to eat, got to move the feet. And it's always overtly, again, soulful and rhythmic. And you do have a long way to go. You do have a long way to go. And I would also add to this, handicapped people. Why can't we have a handicapped person in a movie, in a role, who just doesn't, he's not handicapped? And why can't we have more people in movies and TV who happen to be black? Perfect example, Morgan Freeman. Morgan Freeman's in a movie, he happens to be black. It does, I mean, yeah, occasionally. But that's something that, and that's Hollywood, and I thought that's not realistic, and but yet it's an indicator of the way we think collectively. Kirk in San Francisco, you're on the Lionel Show.
Hey, Lionel, how are you?
Good, Kirk.
Well, you've opened up a big cavern of thoughts for me. I'm going to try to keep it succinct. The first place I go to is I'm always perplexed at a black Republican. I don't understand what that is, you know, considering how the Republicans supposedly, one of the mottos of the Republican Party is to pull yourself up from your bootstraps, and the first thing they do is decimate social programs that help minorities to better themselves that have been disadvantaged.
Or taking away your bootstraps.
Say it again?
They've taken away your bootstraps.
Exactly.
You got the. They gave you the boot, so to speak.
Exactly, before you could even tie them. And, you know, you think about the conversation about reparations, and I think John Edwards hit on something in one of the most recent debates where he...
All right, I had to cut off my buddy Lionel, considering he and I worked together like 20 years ago. 8:45, 45 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Whew. Okay, how do we explain what happened here? Apparently there was a fire, or they thought there was a fire, somewhere in the building, and we think it was downstairs. So the fire alarms went off, and at first I thought it was just a mistake. Then they came in here and told us we had to leave. I said, man, are you kidding me? So we had to all go out and stand around in the parking lot. I really wanted to get to this Romney story. Now, usually we have open phones after 9 o'clock. But I'm going to do this Mitt Romney story. And I'm going to do it, too, after 9. Just see if you want to comment on it. 8:46, 46 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk back underway after the fire, or alleged fire. Slight chance of a thunderstorm, high today 96.
When you send your child to college, you don't think your savings will fund the all-pepperoni diet. But however your kid defines brain food, you know those pizzas will pay off in the end. And if you need help with financial aid, turn to CampusDoor.com. We demystify the process and offer loans for what's left. So worry less about tuition and more about the occasional veggie pizza instead. To apply for a loan, visit CampusDoor.com. Campus Door. You have the will. We have the way.
Campus Door is an equal opportunity lender. All loans are subject to credit approval.
Expect a sunny, dry, and hot day with a high of 96. Tonight, clear skies, low 64. Right now, under fair skies, it's 72 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Want your kids to make a great impression on their first day of school? Fantastic Sam's can help with the latest cuts and styles. Come into Fantastic Sam's and for a limited time, receive a free dog tag with every kid's cut while supplies last. Fantastic Sam's.
What is it that has the left all fired up? They don't like the fact that the president is willing to protect this country because of terrorism.
How can you tell me that the Democrats are weak on terror and weak on security when they're willing to make the commitment and your party isn't?
Ed Schultz. Ed Schultz. The Ed Schultz Show.
Give me a break. Don't close your mind. This is what's wrong with you conservatives out there. You create this what if, what that.
Weekdays at 1 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Give me a break.
Someday, you'll memorize every check you've ever written, but that might be hard. Instead, why not get online check imaging with your Wells Fargo checking account today? It lets you view scanned images of your checks, so you can confirm who you wrote the check to and for how much. And it's free. So instead of memorizing every check, you can just log on. Seize yours someday. Call, click, or stop by and talk with a Wells Fargo banker about a Wells Fargo checking account today. Wells Fargo. the next stage. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
Everyone has dreams of being filthy, stinking rich. Best-selling author and millionaire maker Laura Langmire is your guide out of the quagmire of debt and into the oasis of financial freedom.
We're the first and only company who has millionaires as your coach.
Get off your lazy assets and let Laurel teach you how to create your own wealth cycle.
There's so many different things you can do to create more money in your life.
People like you seeking financial freedom are achieving millionaire status learning from Laura Langmire.
Your chances of success are so superior to any other program in the country.
Call now for your free Millionaire Maker book and Extreme Money Makeover CD and do something about your future.
What kind of life do you want to create? What kind of cash machine do you want to create?
Don't be jealous of the wealthy. Be the wealthy.
We don't have any judgment on where you've been, but we're going to take you where you want to go.
Call now for this limited time offer. Both the book and CD are absolutely free. Just pay a small shipping and handling fee. Call 1-800-281-9193. 800-281-9193. 800-281-9193.
8:49, 49 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Well, I got all these emails. What happened? Did you get fired? What happened? No. We had a fire in the building, so we had to evacuate. All right, we're back. And they've never left the scene. They've been around since 1982, and I'm talking about Rocky's Autos. They've got a huge selection of clean late model previously owned cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs. It is the biggest selection, I think, in Colorado. And I've been talking all morning about Rockies and cynicism, and I know immediately when you start talking about a car dealership and you start talking about buying cars, people get cynical. I don't blame you for being cynical. It's tough to figure out who to trust these days. But I have to tell you that I wouldn't send you someplace that I wouldn't go myself, or that Mary and I wouldn't go, and that our friends wouldn't go, that our family wouldn't go. And that's what Rockies is all about. It's about the fact that they really, really, really go the extra mile to make sure you're happy. And they understand, and I understand, your cynicism. But if you're looking for a good deal on a vehicle, this is the place to go. They have their matching down incentive. They've got great people working out there like Tom and Marv Alshear, who are two of the nicest guys you'd ever want to meet. Colby Harris, who's a great guy. Spanky Herrera, another great guy. Freddie Labrato. They're all good folks at Rockies. See their inventory on the internet at RockiesAutos.com, or get out there and see them. 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. is when they're open Monday through Saturday, which means they're open until 9 tonight. So get out and see them. Rockies Autos, corner of 63rd and Federal.
Sleep. There is no equal. Nothing on earth can restore your body and replenish your soul like the deep slumber of a good night's rest. So why are you tossing and turning, frustrated with each hour that passes as the next day races toward you? You wonder why you can't fall asleep like the rest of the world. Wonder no more, because now there's RestAid, the all-natural way to enjoy fast, deep sleep night after night. RestAid gives you the perfect combination of powerful ingredients, proven to promote fast, deep, restful sleep, without the potential negative side effects of prescription medications. For your free trial of RestAid, call now. 1-800-600-5815. Imagine falling into the deepest sleep you've had since you were a child. Carefree slumber that sends you peacefully into a morning of increased energy and mental focus. Your pillow is calling. So call now for your risk-free trial of RestAid. 1-800-600-5815. For your free trial, call now. 1-800-600-5815. 1-800-600-5815.
Right now, Jay Marvin in your car. After the show, Jay Marvin on your computer. Listen to the whole show on AM760.net.
Nothing like the Public Image Limited to make your morning. 8:53. 53 minutes after the hour here on AM760, Progressive Talk. Slight chance of thunderstorms. High today, 96. 303-713-7600. I've been wanting to get the story all morning. I'll start it now, and I'm even going to carry it over into the 9 o'clock hour, which we usually do anything you want to talk about. But I really got to say something about this, and have wanted to say something about it all morning, and would have started at this hour had we not been interrupted by the fire alarm. So here we go. Check this out. Now, this gets into this whole thing, which which I think we should routinely ask this. You get somebody who supports the war. You get somebody who thinks we're on the right track. You get somebody who really believes that this is a struggle between life and death, and all of the platitudes that have been used by the administration and by the supporters of the administration, then we should ask them if they're able-bodied and if they're young enough and if they qualify, why the hell they're not there. Republican presidential hopeful Mitt Romney on Wednesday defended his five sons' decision not to enlist in the military, saying they're showing their support for the country by helping me get elected. Romney, who did not serve in Vietnam due to his Mormon missionary work and high draft lottery number, was asked the question by an anti-war activist after a speech which he called for a surge of support for U.S. forces in Iraq. Romney, the former Massachusetts governor, also saluted a uniformed soldier in the crowd and called for donations to military support organizations. Last week, he donated $25,000 to seven such organizations. I don't find anything wrong with that. As a matter of fact, I think that's commendable. The good news is that we have a volunteer army, and that's the way we're going to keep it, Romney told some 200 people gathered in an abbey near the Mississippi River that had been converted into a hotel. My sons are all adults, and they made the decisions about their careers, and they've chosen not to serve in the military and active duty, and I respect their decision in that regard. He also added, one of the ways my sons are showing support for our nation is helping me get elected because they think I'd be a great president. Romney's five sons range in age from 37 to 26 and have worked as real estate developers, sports marketers, and advertising executives. They are now actively campaigning for their father and have a Five Brothers blog on Romney's campaign website. Romney noted that his middle son, 36-year-old Josh, was completing a recreational vehicle tour of all 99 Iowa counties on Wednesday and said, I respect that and I respect all those and the way they serve this great country. Rachel Griffins, 41, of Milan, Illinois, who identified herself as a member of the Quad City Progressive Action for the Common Good, as well as a sister of an Army major who had served in Iraq, asked if she was satisfied with the answer. She said, he told me that the way his son shows support for our military and our nation is to buy a Winnebago and ride across Iowa and help him get elected. And she said she doesn't accept that his explanation. Now, rival John McCain's son, Jimmy, is a 19-year-old Marine. He's either in Iraq now or he's headed there shortly. And his other son, Jack, is in the Naval Academy at Annapolis, Maryland. And, of course, we know that John McCain is a decorated Vietnam War veteran and a former POW. And all these guys are in Iowa for this straw poll that's coming up. But here's the thing. Isn't it easier to send other parents' kids off to die rather than sending your own? Now, I realize that Mitt Romney doesn't have any control over what his kids do. But he's also got no skin in the game. And what I want to know is, I mean, when I read this, I laughed. What I want to know is, do you accept this explanation? That the way his kids are serving the country is they're out there trying to get him elected. All right, it's good to be back on the air. We'll catch up with some news, and then I'll reopen this again on the other side of the hour. And I want to hear what you have to say about this. And by the way, I've had people call up and say, well, what branch of the service did you serve in? And are your kids in the service?
CheaperUsedAutos.com, where you'll always find the best used car prices. Thinking about hitting the road this summer, but you really want to do it in an SUV? Well, don't worry. Just visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. At CheaperUsedAutos.com, you'll always find an incredible selection of SUVs, all makes and models, foreign and domestic, each one with special internet pricing. Time is money, so don't waste yours running all over town. Chances are they have the SUV you're looking for. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
Honey, were you able to get that set in grease stain out of my shirt?
Oh, no. The washing machine is gone.
Really? Where'd it go?
Out the window.
Okay.
You know you make me wanna...
Frustrated with set in stain? Don't take it out on the washer. Shout it out with Shout Advance. With 70% more stain fighters, nothing lifts stains better.
So, where's my shirt?
Oh, it's drying.
Yeah?
Yeah, in the fireplace.
Of course.
That insane? Shout it out with Shout Advance. Etsy Johnson Family Company.
Yeah,
this Sunday on Comedy Central, Flavor Flav gets clocked.
Enough with the clock. You can take it off. You haven't had a bee anywhere in 13 years.
The Comedy Central roast of Flavor Flav with Jimmy Kimmel, Snoop Dogg, Ice-T, Lisa Lampanelli, Patton Oswalt, and more.
How do you embarrass a crackhead who wears a Viking helmet?
And Roastmaster Cat Williams.
He's an icon and an ex-con.
The Comedy Central roast of Flavor Flav. This Sunday night at 10, 9 Central. Only on Comedy Central.
Rachel Maddow, AM 760, Progressive Talk in High Definition. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. Federal officials think they've uncovered a potential design flaw that could have contributed to last week's Minneapolis bridge collapse and may be threatening other spans around the country. Investigators say the problem could be with what are called gusset plates that hold girders together. Here's reporter Doug Carter of CBS station WCCO.
What we're learning is that these gusset plates are made from a different type of steel as the other material in the bridge, and that these just the type of steel that's used to make these gusset plates may lead investigators to believe that there's a structural design flaw with these plates.
At a White House news conference that's now underway, before he leaves on vacation, President Bush says he is against a proposal to hike the federal gasoline tax to fund bridge repair.
That's not the right way to prioritize the people's money. So before we raise taxes, which could affect economic growth, I would strongly urge the Congress to examine how they set priorities.
Minnesota Congressman James Oberstar has proposed establishing a repair trust fund financed by a nickel-a-gallon hike in the gas tax. Now just a few hundred feet separate surface crews from the area where six miners are thought to be trapped in a Utah coal mine. CBS News correspondent Cammie McCormick has more from the scene.
One of the huge drills they brought in is making real progress getting to the area where the miners are believed trapped.
It is down 1,300 feet. The miners are about 1,500 to 1,700 feet deep. So we should access those miners with that 2.5-inch borehole sometime this afternoon.
At that point, mine co-owner Bob Murray tells the CBS Early Show communication be established.
Put cameras down. We will establish audio communication. We can provide air. We can provide sustenance. We can keep them alive indefinitely.
Cammie McCormick, CBS News, Huntington, Utah.
A rough start to the trading day on Wall Street. Stocks plunged more than 230 points in the early going. They've now regained some ground. The Dow is down 145. The Nasdaq off about 12. Lackluster retail sales in July and fresh concerns over repercussions from the downturn in subprime mortgages are fueling the latest sell-off. Ted Weisberg is a trader at the New York Stock Exchange.
What drives stock prices to a large extent is human emotion. And when human emotion juices are flowing, as they are now, people tend to do things in the exaggeration, if you will.
Well, officials in Newark, New Jersey say an arrest has been made in the execution-style murders of three college students in a schoolyard last Saturday night. A fourth student was wounded, and officials say helped provide information leading to the arrest. Police say they believe robbery was the motive. Afghan President Hamid Karzai has opened a meeting of tribal leaders, some 600 of them from Afghanistan and Pakistan. They're discussing ways to end cross-border violence. Pakistan's President Musharraf was a no-show, creating the doubt the conference will work. This is CBS News.
Pump four is on. Go ahead and fill.
Don't get conservative on your summer travel plans because of high gas prices. Just get a Garmin and make every trip more efficient. Garmin's portable navigators put a world of maps and travel info at your fingertips. Tap the screen to look up restaurants, hotels, and attractions, and get voice-prompted directions.
Turn right on Broadway.
Some Garmin navigators even list gas prices and can route you to the station with the cheapest fill-up. Garmin, don't just get there. Arrive.
What if you could buy peace of mind? Well, you can with Ford Lincoln and Mercury certified pre-owned vehicles. Every one must pass a 115-point inspection, and it's all backed by our 6-year, 75,000-mile warranty coverage. That's peace of mind. Now get 3.9% APR on select Ford or Mercury certified pre-owned vehicles. That's just 3.9%. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. Offer ends 9/30/07. See dealer for limited warranty details or visit FordCPO.com.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. The head of a liberal advocacy group has accused Republican Senate candidate Bob Schaefer of hypocrisy. Progress Now Action Executive Director Michael Huttner says Schaefer told State Board of Education members they should disclose donations from people doing business with the board. He says Schaefer then accepted contributions from a board consultant. Jurors in the trial of a former college football player charged with trying to kill his rival back in court for a second day of deliberation shortly in Greeley. Former UNC backup punter Mitch Kozad charged with attempted murder one in a knife attack on the starter Rafael Mendoza, who still can't believe the whole thing.
You know, as far as evidence said, and according to the DAs, it was the backup punter. It's unreal. I mean, you never think something like that would happen.
Prosecutors say Kozad wanted Mendoza's starter job. Democratic National Convention organizers are investing $2 million in the Denver-based Native American Bank. Bank owners praising that decision as a good way to encourage tribes to get more involved in politics. And in Denver, just say C. New estimates from the Census Bureau show the Mile High City is growing again and has crossed over into majority-minority status. At least half the residents now identify themselves as members of a minority. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Well, if you are headed into Boulder using the turnpike, we did have a wreck reported on the westbound side there right around Pecos. So you may notice a bit of a snag through that area. Otherwise, traffic in pretty good shape. Heavier now, though, on those eastbound lanes of C-470 crossing Highlands Ranch. Eastbound I-70 still pretty stacked up between Washington and Colorado Boulevard. Security wait time at DIA, 20 minutes. Weather outlook today.
You're faking it, and it's killing you. You go around wearing a smile, pretending everything's okay. You put up a front to disguise the fact that you're really sick with worry about your health, about your sanity, about everything, and you think nobody understands. But I understand. You're irritable, you lose sleep, and your mind is racing with fearful thoughts. You want it to stop. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. I can show you how to make it stop. Please let me send you a powerful free tape that will help you discover a way to stop the painful anxiety and depression without abusing alcohol or taking medication. I did it, and so have hundreds of thousands of people just like you. Start changing your life from the inside out. Please call now.
Call now, and we'll send you this wonderful free tape. Call 800-446-3886. That's 1-800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886.
You're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM760.net. J. Marvin in the morning on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Talk slight chance thunderstorms, high today 96. And talking about presidential hopeful, Republican presidential hopeful Mitt Romney, who on Wednesday defended his five sons' decision not to enlist in the military, saying they're showing their support for their country by helping me get elected. This was after Romney made a speech. He gave a speech. Oh, like you make Play-Doh? No, he gave a speech talking about supporting the surge. And none of his kids are in the military. Now, that's not true with all Republicans. I mean, John McCain, there are a lot of them, and there are Democrats, too, who have kids in the military. One of them is Senator James Webb from Virginia. But how many of these guys, and once again, this gets back to this thing I've talked about on this radio station before. All this chest beating, all this bellicose, you know, bellicose bellowing that these folks do. Well, I prefer the nuclear option myself, and they're always talking about killing people. How come they're not doing it? How come their kids are not doing it? All right, so do you accept Romney's explanation? Do you accept that? And once again, we would be told by people, well, listen, I served in the service. Where did you serve? Well, yeah, but I didn't. But then again, I'm not, nor have I ever, advocated sending anybody into battle. It's not that I'm against war. I'm not against all wars. I'm only against stupid ones. I'm only against dumb ones. That's all I'm against. Dumb ones. But all these guys seem to be some, gung-ho for this stuff. And a lot of them, either they've never been involved in it themselves, or their kids are not involved. Yet they talk the same game all the time. Now, to me, how could you go out in public and do this? How could you stand up and talk about sacrifice? How could you stand up and talk about this, and your kids are not involved in it at all? So it's real easy to send somebody else's kids over to do this stuff, but you're not willing to do it yourself, nor are you willing to have your kids do it. So your kids are off doing something else. And when it was your time to do it, you were off doing something else. And, see, it always hits me. Like, are those folks, like, they're really attracted to this kind of stuff. They're really attracted to this bellicose chest beating and yelling about warfare and kill them all, let God sort them out and get into all this stuff. Have they ever experienced it themselves? No. No. So how do they get any credibility? How do they get any why do people grant them credibility? Why does that happen? Why does that happen? I heard a guy who was a Vietnam vet talking to Rush Limbaugh. This was last Friday. And he's all but crying on the phone, telling Rush what a great guy he is, but he knows that Rush has never served, and blah, blah. And he's going on and on and on. I really wish I could sit down with a guy and say, hey, why don't you ask him why he wasn't there, and that he sits behind that microphone every single day, and he carries water for this whole thing, yet he's got no kids that are involved. Well, he's divorced again, and he's never had any kids that I know of. I mean, the only thing he's ever reproduced is probably is an OxyContin prescription. But he has no kids, and he's sitting there at the EIB Golden Microphones, and he's going nuts about this. Sean Hannity's another one. Okay? Why doesn't he go? Last time I saw him, which was about 4 years ago, he's a nice guy, I just disagree with him, but last time I saw him, which was about 4 years ago, he looked physically okay to me. How come he doesn't join? See, if we had a draft in this country, we would never have gotten this far. I've said this on the air before. I firmly believe this. I don't think it. I believe it. The only people that are carrying the burden of this situation are the soldiers themselves and their families. The rest of us are going to Park Meadows Mall. We're going to Cherry Creek. We're going to the Castle Rock Discount Outlet Center. We're doing all this stuff. And we're carrying our lives on as normal. That's what we're doing. And as I pointed out before, if you don't make a conscious effort to either listen to us or some kind of news media or some kind of talk radio or something going on out there, if you just turn on music radio stations, you can hide from all of this. I know people who have told me point blank that they don't listen to any of this stuff because it depresses them and they don't want to hear about it. So there's no sacrifice going on here. None whatsoever. No call to duty. No nothing. On the part of any of us. I include myself. But the difference is there are a lot of us who are not on the air every single day, nor are we in public, nor are we anywhere else, yelling about nuking people, about invading countries, about carrying on an insane policy. I mean, none of us are saying that. But the people who are saying it, what the hell? What are they doing? Nothing. All right, 303-713-7600. You accept Romney's explanation that his kids are serving their country by helping him get elected, and that's why they're not in the service, and he respects their decision. Meanwhile, he thinks we should have a surge upon a surge. And just this whole idea of people who beat their chests and bellicosely yell about this stuff. Tom in Longmont. Tom, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
I'm a Vietnam veteran, and I totally disagree with Mitt Romney and all the Republicans. And I also feel that they should reinstitute the draft. Let everybody bear some burden here. If this is a war, it's an occupation now, I think everybody should bear the burden. And for his sons to be riding around in an RV is not serving the country.
It's serving him.
It's serving him, and it's very, it's very slanted like the Republican noise machine is. And, you know, it just really, really pisses me off when I hear things like Mitt Romney and Rudy Giuliani and all of them. The only one that has any respect in the Republicans, in my opinion, is John McCain, because he went through it just like we all did when we spent our time over there. But we had to because they had a draft. And yeah, they had a lottery later on. But, you know, the draft, you know, it made everybody suffer. And that's why we saw so many people in the streets back in the 70s. Was because of the draft, and that's, they need to reinstitute the draft so everybody feels the pain that just a few are feeling.
I don't think reinstituting the draft is a bad idea.
Well, I mean, if we're going to fight a war, and I agree with what you said a while ago. I'm not against war, but I am against stupid wars, and Vietnam was a stupid war. It supported the military-industrial complex, just like this one is. Look who's getting rich off of it. A lot of Republicans are getting rich off of it. Trace the money. You'll see where it's going. And, you know, we've got to stop this cycle of this military-industrial complex. It's going to be an uphill battle, I know. But, you know, it's a stupid war. But let's have some sacrifice. If they want to have wars, reinstitute the draft, and then see where it goes. It wouldn't go to first base.
Yeah, I agree. And if you stayed away from the news and you didn't listen to talk radio, any kind of talk radio, well, if you basically didn't listen to anything, you just listened to your iPod or you listened to CDs or something, You'd have no idea that this is even going on.
That's true.
You'd have no clue that this is even happening.
That's right. That's right. And it's easy to do that. That's another thing that, you know, I mean, it's easy to listen to an iPod or a music station. And there's nothing wrong with those. I listen to them every once in a while. And to listen to 760 and Air America, I mean, it's depressing. But we need to hear this because we're not hearing it anywhere else. We're not getting the truth in the alphabet news media, and we're not going to. And so we need to understand what's really happening out here. And the only way is listen to radio programs like this. But it's easy to turn on music station and just go zone out somewhere and not even think about this.
Yeah, and I don't think, and I'm like you, I don't think there's anything wrong with going and doing that. I don't. I
no,
think it's
not
perfectly.
It's
I mean,
fine.
That's human nature. But and I don't care where you stand on this, and I don't care where you fall politically on this. All I'm asking is that people stop for a second and consider the fact that it's a little weird. It's a little strange that you have people who are advocating this kind of stuff, and yet they have no skin in the game of,
yep.
of any kind,
yep.
and that their kids are living some kind of privileged life, while you've got other people in this country whose kids
that's right.
are over there. And, yeah, they joined because they wanted to, okay, but that was never, going over there and doing this was never in the brochure.
Right, exactly.
And it's wrong, man. It is absolutely wrong. Tom, thank
yep.
you.
Thank you, Jay.
All right. I appreciate your service to the country. Appreciate all veterans' service to the country. 303-713-7600, one line open, 919, 19 minutes after 9 here. AM 760, Progressive Talk. More of your calls coming up. Mitt Romney says that he defends his kids' decision, his boys' decision, not to be in the armed services, yet he believes that we need a surge upon a surge. Oh, okay, so I get it, Mitster. Let other people's kids do it. Not yours. Your idea of sacrifice to the country is riding around in a Winnebago trying to get you elected. Yeah, that'll work with your dog type.
CheaperUsedAutos.com, where you'll always find the best used car prices. Summer's here, and there's no better time to drive with the top down.
Don't have a convertible?
No worries. Just visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. At CheaperUsedAutos.com, you'll find an incredible selection of topless models. You know, convertibles, foreign and domestic. Some real beauties, each one with special internet pricing. Time is money, so don't waste yours running all over town. Chances are they have what you're looking for.
It's easy.
Check them out. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
Every year, heart disease is one of the leading killers of Americans. Here's something that ought to blow you away. Did you know that 50% of heart attacks occur in people with no prior symptoms? For 150,000 Americans each year, the first symptom of heart disease is sudden death, but with early detection, it can be effectively treated. Hi, this is Jay Marvin. Let me talk to you about Front Range Preventive Imaging. They've got an easy, non-invasive way to evaluate your individual risks for developing coronary artery disease with their EBT scanner. Now, this EBT scanner is one of the most powerful predictors of future coronary events and can help save your life or the life of someone you love. So it's important that you pay attention to this. Call today to set up an appointment or a consultation at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-7227. Or visit them online at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com and tell them J. Marvin sent you.
Mary and I have gone there. As a matter of fact, Mary and I have bought a number of cars over the 11 years that we've known them, and you can be assured that I'm not telling you to do something that I wouldn't do myself. And all you got to do is walk up to Mary and ask her about the car she got there, and she'll tell you how much she really, really does like it. They have a huge selection of clean, late model, previously owned cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs, one of the largest selections in Colorado. Man, they got everything you can think of, too. I can't describe it. You got to go out there and see it. Or go online at RockiesAutos.com and see that for yourself. Plus, they have the matching down incentive, various ways to finance. They'll put you in the vehicle that you can afford and the vehicle that you want and you like. I mean, that's what they're all about. Stand-up people to work with, Tom and Marv Alshire, can't say enough about them. Colby Harris, Spanky Herrera, Gerard Menard, Freddie Labrato, all the gang. Adolph, Juan, all the gang out of Rockies, they will definitely, definitely take care of you. Rockies has been around since 1982. What does that mean? Well, it means that they're not here today, gone tomorrow. They're in it for the long haul. Yes, they want to make money, but they also want to treat you right. So you'll talk to others, and your friends will go. Now, that's how it works. They're open tonight until 9
every Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. That's Rocky's Autos. Go check them out. Corner of 63rd and Federal.
The problem with computers? I don't have a computer, and email seems to be the only way people communicate anymore, especially my grandkids. Then I found out that I didn't need a computer to receive emails and photos. All I needed was my regular phone line and the new Presto service with the HP printing mailbox. It's so easy. Take it out of the box, plug it into the phone jack, and presto, you're connected. You don't have to do a thing. Emails and photos from family and friends print out automatically. It's so easy, you have to see it for yourself. Call now to find out how you can try the amazing Presto service. 1-800-300-7351. Now you can receive emails and photos from your friends and family without having an expensive, hard-to-use computer. All you need is your regular phone line. So pick up the phone. Call now to find out how you can try the amazing Presto service. 1-800-300-7351. That's 1-800-300-7351. 1-800-300-7351.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4.
Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Relate to Bob Dylan.
When I was down, you just stood there grinning.
I'll show you someone who has no soul.
You got it.
9:24, 24 minutes after 9. Side Chance Thunderstorms, high today 96. Jay Marvin with you. Thanks for joining us here this morning. Republican presidential hopeful Mitt Romney on Wednesday defended his five sons' decisions not to enlist in the military, saying that they're showing their support for the country by helping me get elected. You buy that? And this is the old pattern of beat your chest. Talk about military commitment. But not my kids. Here's Keith in Lakewood. Keith, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, how are you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Good. Hey, I just came back from Iraq. I've been in the military for 22 years now.
Wow.
And, did my first tour, and who knows, I might have to do a second tour, but...
God, I hope not.
Me too. But, you know, when people say, you know, that they get on the bandwagon about how great this war is, really need to go over there and see what's happening. And, you know, if I could have brought everybody home with me, I would have. I just think it's a huge disaster, and you know, when I hear Mitt Romney say my sons are serving by helping him get elected, you know, it does tick me off. I try to remind myself that everybody's entitled to their opinion, and you know, it's fine, but don't tell me how great the war is if you're not willing to you know, push people to go. And you know, even if it's not his own sons, you know, I don't hear him out there encouraging people who think the war is a great thing to sign up, and that the army needs them, and we need more troops, and you know, they don't do that. They just say we need a surge and let somebody else handle it. So.
I swear to you, every time I ask somebody who emails me about this, I always get the following answers. One, I've served before. Two, I have some kind of medical difficulty that keeps me from joining. I only wish that I could.
Right. Well,
it's like when the police catch somebody. They always say the same things.
Yeah.
I don't know where it came from. It's not my car. I didn't do it. I mean, come on. This can't apply to everybody.
No. Well, I guess when I joined in 86, we were told that about 1 in 10 people who want to serve are able to. And that's not just the enlistment process, but that's making it through basic training and advanced training. And it is tough. It's probably the toughest thing physically I've ever gone through. And Iraq is no cakewalk, and it is very demanding. And you know, I truly believe that the kids over there that are there now, and I'm in my 40s, and I look at these kids and wonder if I was that tough when I was their age. And, I mean, they're tough as nails. It's extremely hot over there. The conditions that you have to operate under are just the most demanding that you can imagine. And, the body armor they wear adds that 10 degrees to your core body temperature, and you're operating in these, up-armored vehicles, and it's most of them have air conditioning, but it's just hotter than most people have ever felt.
I don't think I'm tough enough to do it. I don't, you know what? Not only do I not think I'm tough enough to do it, I also don't think that. I mean, I would have been in trouble 10 minutes into that because I'm too anti-authoritarian, and I've got a friend. He trains me. You know, I work out with him 3 days a week. His name is Keith Bailey. He was in the Marine Corps for, I want to say, 8 years. And I always joke with him that, man, I'd be in the brig.
Well, these kids made me proud. And, for the people that are on the, you know, I hear a lot of people saying how great the war is. And I've got friends who think that, you know, the war was an awesome thing. And, you know, they're young, they're fit, but they just don't want to serve. And I just tell them, you know, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear how great the war is when you're not willing to go down to the recruiter and sign up and put your patriotism where your mouth is.
So you don't buy Mitt Romney's explanation.
No, I don't. I don't think his kids are serving the country by campaigning for him. I mean, there's a lot of people who could then say, hey, we're serving our country because we're campaigning for, somebody in office. And that's not, you know, in this context, in the context of the war, when veterans hear that, you know, they're just going to smirk. They're just going to laugh. And Romney should have just shut up after he said, you know, I respect my children's decision that they don't want to serve, they don't want to join the military. And that should have been the end of it. That's fine. People have a right not to serve, but to then to go on and say, well, they're serving me by cruising around Iowa and trying to campaign to get me elected. That's a joke. I hear that and I think, you know, this guy just doesn't get it. I mean, he just does not get it. I mean, if he thinks that that's equivalent to the guys that are over there in Iraq or anybody really in uniform, if you think that's an equivalent, I mean, he's really out of touch.
Why do you think those guys are so drawn to this? Why do you think these guys, like if you ever listen to the other radio stations, they got all these telephone patriots calling up, making all these bellicose claims about things we ought to be doing, you know, nuke everybody and blah, 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 kill them all. And they're really attracted to this kind of behavior. What do you think it is about that attracts them?
I think they want to sound like they're tough enough to do it, that they have what it takes, that they are part of the war effort. I think it makes them feel better about themselves when they beat the war drums and then instead of going down to the recruiter's office, you know, they go down and go home and kick back and turn on the TV. And if they don't want to deal with the war, they don't have to. They deal with it the way they want to deal with it. And by advocating how great it is, I think they feel better about themselves. I don't know. It's hard to say what motivates people to do that, but for me, you know, service to my country just seemed like a real natural thing. I was in college, and a lot of friends of mine were in the military. My dad was very, you know, grew up in Kansas, a very patriotic guy, very conservative guy, and couldn't serve because he had his leg crushed, and he was 18, and could never have passed physical. I mean, he would have been great in the military. I think my dad would have made a great soldier, but yeah, it was kind of a thing that I just felt like I needed to do. And let's face it, a lot of people don't. It's not for everybody. And that's fine if his sons don't want to serve in the military. You know, I don't have a problem with that. I'm not sure I would want to go to Iraq knowing that half the guys in the unit were draftees and didn't really want to be there. I think I'd be looking at them going, "Geez, are they really committed to this? You know, are they really going to watch my back when I'm watching theirs?"
Shouldn't everybody sacrifice in one way or another? I mean, isn't this part of the problem that the majority of the public conduct this whole thing?
Yeah, there's lots of ways to serve your country, I think. And, you know, there's a lot of positions in the military that don't require combat. And the vast majority of positions in the military actually don't require combat. And if you want to join one of the combat arms, the armor, the artillery, the infantry, you know, that's one thing. But if you want to join one of the support, I mean, there's a lot of soldiers in Iraq right now that aren't seeing combat. I didn't see combat myself. I went outside the wire a few times. But, I served on the base and didn't have to go through what those other kids are going through. And, my service is what it is. And there's a lot of positions you can go over there, and you don't have to, you're not on the front lines. That's a job that only very few elite kids in my book can do. You've got to be a special type of soldier to go outside the wire and patrol Iraq day in and day out, and wearing all that equipment, sweating more than you've ever sweat before, risking your neck, and doing it to the best of your ability every single day. I mean, it's really amazing that these kids can do that.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think it is amazing. I think it's definitely amazing. Keith, thanks for your honest opinion, and also thanks for your service to the country.
All right, Jay, good talking to you.
Good to talk to you. Hope you'll call again. All right. 303-713-7600. Now that I look back on it, I wish I would have gone. I wish I would have joined. But I also know. I also know I'd be in trouble like 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 minutes into it. I mean, when I went to the induction center, I was in trouble. Because I was so rebellious. I've mellowed now compared to the way I used to be. But I think it would have been good for me. I think it's good for everybody to do it. I really do. 9:34, 34 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, a Progressive Talk. More of your calls coming up. Whether you accept Mitt Romney's explanation that his sons are serving their country by helping him get elected rather than joining the military. And here's a guy who says we ought to have a surge on top of a surge. And he supports the current foreign policy of this country, yet his kids are not over there. So, a couple lines open, 303-713-7600, Gina with traffic.
Thanks, Jay. We've got a crash now southbound I-25. Watch out for it as you approach Bellevue right into the DTC. That's going to cause some slowdowns through that area. Southbound 225 still sluggish as well through the tech center from Yosemite to I-25. And we did have a multi-vehicle crash near Pecos blocking the left lane, westbound lanes of the Boulder Turnpike. Security wait time at DIA, 20 minutes. Weather outlook today, sunny, dry, high of 96. Right now, fair and 78. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
The Regional Air Quality Council urges you to take care of our summer air. You can reduce ozone pollution by
Get the good stuff. There's no place like the garage, but sometimes there's no place messier than the garage. That's why now is a great time to swing by your local Napa Auto Parts store to pick up some Scotch shop towels for just $1.55 a roll. These thick blue towels are soft and absorbent, great for the grease, oil, and grime that are part of every garage. Pick up your Scotch Shop towels today for just $1.55 a roll at Napa. Napa, get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff.
If you're in the market to buy a home, let me give you a valuable tip. Realtor.com. Hi, this is Ty Pennington. Searching for a home just got easier. Explore neighborhoods, view photos, find a realtor, and do it all online at the number one real estate site, Realtor.com. It's easy. Log on to the site with more properties, photos, and home tours than anywhere else. And find your ideal home. Start your search today. Visit Realtor.com.
My vet says I'm special.
Homeward Bound Animal Hospital says I'm a VIP. Whatever that is.
My vet comes to my house. Those clinic places are scary.
Homeward Bound isn't scary. It looks just like Aunt Fifi's house and has lots of treats just like Grandma's. Grandma says Dr. Jones did wonders for her rotten teeth and arthritis.
Hey, Dr. Jones is my vet, too.
Homeward Bound Animal Hospital, 75th and Indiana in Arvada. Call 303-981-HOME or online.
online at homewardboundvet.com.
With your monthly energy savings, visit Radiance at coloradco.com.
You can live truly debt-free on just the money you already make using my proven system. Let me send you a free tape today that shows you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it, no matter how much debt you have.
I'm completely debt-free now thanks to John Commuta.
Call now and I'll rush you my free tape. Call 1-800-900-1004. That's 1-800-900-1004. 1-800-900-1004.
Greater ideas, greater vision, greatest lineup of Chrysler, Jeep, and Dodge vehicles ever. Introducing the new Chrysler. Get ready for the next 100 years. A new era, the new Chrysler. Now.
The talk show that thinks like you. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
I always love that. Get a shiver in the dark. A talk show that thinks like you do. No, I'm the only Martian on the block. Nobody thinks like me. 9:38, 38 minutes after the hour here, AM 760 Progressive Talk. Slight chance thunderstorms. High today, 96. Talking about Mitt Romney. Yeah, at this point, too, in the show, I'll entertain calls about anything else you want to do, too. 303-713-7600, if you want to talk about anything else. 313-713-7600. But Mitt Romney says his sons are defending the country. They're serving the country, rather, by going around getting him elected. When somebody asked him why his sons weren't over there after he gave a speech saying we had to have a surge on top of the surge and then we had to support the surge. And I'm just asking about your feelings about those who, well, they're attracted to this stuff. They love it. They think that, I guess they think that it's all like a Rambo movie. Or that it's like, I don't know, some film. And they're not involved, or they don't have anybody else involved. And if I get another email from somebody who says, well, I can't go because I have a medical problem, or I've already served. That's just like cops asking the same questions. Well, pulling somebody over and they get these lame answers. I don't know. It's not my car. Blah, blah, blah. It's ridiculous. Eric in Arvada. Eric, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay.
Hi.
Thanks for giving that Keith so much time.
Yeah, he was a great caller.
Man, oh, man, he was the caller of the day, and that is the message that you want getting out there. There's a guy that's been there. He's done it. He knows exactly what he's talking about. You could feel the heat through the Kevlar with that guy talking.
Yep, absolutely.
You know, you ask why they do that. I think basically there's a lot of reasons not connected. I wrote some stuff down. It's become cultural with those guys. Nobody calls them on it. Romney could get up there and say anything like that. Nobody's going to call him on it, and certainly they never get called on it on the major networks. I mean, if you've got a major network that is tied in with the defense industry, which we have, that's not the message they want to get out. I think also a vast majority of Americans, they haven't been in the military, so they can't resonate with that. We don't call them on it. And, you know, the Republicans themselves, the conservatives, and this has gone back a long way, all the way back to the heyday of PNAC, they look at the United States military as the instrument of the conservative agenda. I noticed that any time somebody like Hannity, Limbaugh, O'Reilly, the conservative yackers like Kaplis and Newman, any time they mention the military, they say, our brave, all-volunteer military. They're putting that thing in your head, making sure you know that these guys volunteered for what's happening to them. And it's a subliminal message that they send, and that they can always cover themselves, and they can drape themselves with that. But they've never done it themselves, nor would they ever urge their children to do it. Romney's another in a long line of that.
Well, I think Bob's been in the service.
And I apologize. Newman was in for 20 years. He doesn't have a combat action ribbon, so he never saw any action. He was never actually in combat, but he did do 20 years in the Marines.
Yeah, you got to give him that credit.
Yeah, you do. And like Keith said, there's billets outside of combat where people, where people don't see combat. This is ancient history. I served back in the 60s. I did one tour of Vietnam in 69. I got a combat action ribbon for it. You know, but if you've been in combat, you get that ribbon. But anyway,
well,
that's not what I called about.
That's part of it. The other thing is, I'd love to know why these people are so drawn to this stuff. Why they're so drawn to it. Why they're so almost mesmerized and taken in by it. And that they just, I mean, the more bellicose that they can get, and the more extreme they can get, they're just turned on by it.
Can I try that? Can I try that?
Yeah, sure.
That
well, that's why I'm asking you. So I want to see what you have to say about it.
It probably isn't right, but it's how I look at it. I think they like to be around the fringes of it. They want to kind of be included as one of the guys, but they don't actually want to do it. Remember when you're raising kids and sometimes the gang element is attractive to the kids, not to get into it, to just be around it and to be cool. I don't know. These people certainly don't want to. They certainly don't want to get shot at, but they kind of want to feel like they're part of it. And Keith really hit on that. He said maybe it makes them feel better that that's as close as they can get. Keith did hit on that when he was on.
When you say that's as close as they can get, because what? Because of their age or because they just won't do it? Or?
They don't want to go through it. They don't want to do it. There's basic training, and you go into a specialty, and you got to do the training. It's years out of your life. I had a guy I worked with years ago told me that the thing he really looked forward to getting off work was going home and watching Fox and seeing the action. But he was never in the military, and he was certainly aged to go.
Yeah, boy, they get primed up into that, don't they?
Oh, man, but it's cultural. The vast majority of Americans haven't been in the military until you've seen how nasty and how bad it can get. You really have no idea. It's total confusion. It's not something that people want to do. And once
it's tough, but on the other hand, we need them. Where would we be without them?
I agree.
And you can make a nice career out of that, and you can get a lot of good stuff out of it. Tragedy is when you got people in charge who shape foreign policy and shape your actions, who basically are stupid and get you into trouble and get the country into trouble. And I think that's where we're at now. Don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. And the bad thing about this is there is no good way out.
No, there's there is no good way out. And I'll tell you something else, too. This is really sad. The public in general, they're fatigued by the whole thing. They're fatigued by it to the point where they don't want to face it anymore. They don't want to discuss it. They don't follow it. They know what's going on. They know it's wrong. But they've had enough. They've just had enough. And it's sad. I mean, it's sad. It's sad. And what earlier caller said I think is really true. If we had a draft in this country, boy, people would be out on the streets.
He's exactly right. He's exactly right about that. The people that are on the fence right now, all of a sudden it's about them. And believe me, they would be jumping off that fence.
Yeah, I think you're right. Eric, thanks, man.
Thank you, Jay, for everything you do.
Well, thanks for your service to the country.
Thank you, sir.
You bet.
Bye-bye.
All right. Mark in Denver. Mark, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, how you doing, Jay?
Good.
Hey, loving the show. Discussion's good as usual. It's pretty naive of most of us, and don't take this the wrong way, you included, to believe that with the average price per gallon of gasoline, as it is in America, at what, $2.40 a gallon? I'm in Denver. It's, what, $2.90 or something? I mean, the countries around the world are paying $5, $6 a gallon. And you guys are all talking about, you know, idiots running our government. Please, this is man's natural instinct to take people's stuff. I mean, it's been going on for a while. It's very naive of us to, you know, sit back.
Well, you know something. I don't think it's naive at all to raise your hand. Wait a minute. Stop with the condescension. I don't think it's naive at all to raise your hand and to say that it involves more than just the age-old idea of people taking other people's stuff. It involves the idea of the country you live in, the country you love, and the idea that somebody or a group of people over a misguided conception and a manufactured set of facts would turn around and endanger people's lives when you don't need to do it. Because after all, if you look and see why people are elected to office, and particularly why they're elected to office on the federal level, one of the first things that they pledge to do is to look out after the welfare of the country. Now, do you think being involved somewhere where people are dying, do you think being involved somewhere where we're spending an ungodly amount of money, which is putting us in terrible debt and not addressing the problems that are going on here, do you think that that's just a matter, that boils down to a matter of people taking other people's stuff? And finally, the thing about the price of oil, you're absolutely correct about that. You're absolutely correct about gas. You're absolutely correct about those things. But it's like anything else in the world. If you don't have the leadership and you don't have somebody who comes forward to set an agenda in order to move away from that position because it's a matter of national security, if you don't have that, then it's never going to happen. We would have never gotten into outer space if somebody, namely John Fitzgerald Kennedy, hadn't stood up and said, we need to do this.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah, I didn't mean to come off so abrasive. Sorry.
No, but I think it's absolutely true. I mean, the people who are elected to office have... I am being real. They have to set the agenda.
Let's be real about it. I mean, this empire that we're in, by the way, if listeners don't know, you live in an empire, okay? It's not a democracy. Hello?
Hold on a second. If it's not a democracy, then what would you call it?
It's an empire, sir. It was an empire created from 1970 up to this day through political means, economic...
Oh, yeah, right.
Corporate assassins,
yeah,
sir.
Yeah, sure.
Corporate assassins.
Okay.
We've been sending people all across the world.
Right. See,
here's what we do, Jay. Please, just let me finish. We'll send a corporate assassin over to a country, a third world country. We've been doing it for years. And typically what we like to do is we like to give these small countries big loans. Big loans that they can never repay. And here's the catch, Jay. The catch is the people of the country don't even get the loan. It goes to some separate corporate entity, separate of the government. And guess what?
I'm not going to... I'm not going to dispute any of that part. And we do not...
Exactly.
And we do not face up to our own checkered past. But we are not an empire. We are a representative democracy in which if everyday people plugged in, took action, and went to the polls and paid as much attention to what's going on out there and what we're doing as they pay attention to shows like American Idol and other programs, then we would see...
Do you know the fastest way to learn a new language?
Memorization?
We always did translation.
Is it drills?
The world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language is Rosetta Stone software. It doesn't waste your time with tedious translation, useless memorization, or boring drills. Instead, it teaches you a new language the same way you learned your first language. And right now, you can experience it for yourself because Rosetta Stone is offering a free demo CD-ROM. Check out the easiest, fastest way to learn the language of your choice. For the free CD-ROM, call 1-800-338-2218. Discover what U.S. diplomats, NASA, and over 10,000 schools already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a language, guaranteed. Choose from 29 languages and request your free CD-ROM today. You'll be amazed at what you learn. Just call 1-800-338-2218. Request your free CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone by calling 1-800-338-2218. That's 1-800-338-2218.
I'll give it a 100... 100- Right now, plan your vacation at your local auto parts store or service shop, because during the Ultimate Road Trip Sweepstakes, you could win a trip to Orlando or Las Vegas and get up to $60 cash back after mail-in rebate when you replace your wipers, brakes, or line the front end. Just buy or have installed qualifying Anko, Wagner Brake, or Moog products. Mail in the rebate and you're automatically entered in the sweepstakes. See a participating auto parts store or service facility or download a rebate coupon at ultimaterodtrip2007.com. Certain restrictions apply.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-220-4155. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-220-4155. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now. 1-800-220-4155. 1-800-220-4155.
The firmness at a touch of a button from Feather Soft to Extra Firm or anywhere in between. My sleep number is 75. Mary's is about 70. And it's nice to have a bed that can be personalized to our needs each and every night. Check this out. The innovative people at Select Comfort have created a whole new generation of sleep number beds with an exclusive multi-layer comfort system that helps balance your temperature as it fluctuates throughout the night so you sleep more comfortably. They've even further enhanced the sleep number bed with new comfort materials that offer plush cradling and extra support. Queen beds start at under $1,000, and like most other mattresses, Sleep Number beds come with a 20-year limited warranty, 30-night in-home trial, and have been named a Consumer Digest Best Buy and are backed by the Good Housekeeping Seal. You really have to experience these new Sleep Number beds for yourself. The new Sleep Number beds are only available at Select Comfort stores, and just in time for back to school, check out the Sleep Number 101 Student Bed Collection featuring a portable sleep number bed. Now you can take personalized comfort back to school, but hurry, the student bed is only available while supplies last. Get to the Select Comfort store nearest you. There are Select Comfort stores located in 12 major malls, including Westminster Mall, Park Meadows Mall, Promenade Shops at Centuria, Northfield at Stapleton, and the brand new location at the 29th Street Mall.
If you're a business owner, you've made tough decisions and you've achieved success, but now you have another tough choice. How to expand and grow your business. You don't want to pay rent, but building looks expensive. Let General Steel show you how you can build quickly and for much less than you imagined with a pre-engineered steel building. You won't believe how attractive your building can be, and we have the pictures to prove it. Call 866-91-STEEL. Call us today and keep your competitive edge. That's 866-91-STEEL.
Coming to DVD, New Orleans Music in Exile. Hurricane Katrina virtually destroyed one of the most unique music cultures in the world.
New Orleans is unlike any other city in America.
Noted music filmmaker Robert Muggy captures these remarkable musicians as they struggle to rebuild their homes and careers.
We planning to come back stronger than ever.
Experience the heart and soul of a rhythm that refused to die. New Orleans Music in Exile. Own the DVD August 7th.
Tom Hartman coming up at 10. Right now, it's the J. Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
9:56, 56 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Slight chance of thunderstorms. High today, 96. J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Kind of had a combination of open phones, but also talking about Mitt Romney, who says that his sons, not going into the military, are serving the country by helping to get him elected, and that he supports our current position in Iraq, and that he believes we ought to have a surge on top of a surge. Let's go to Robert in Loveland. Robert, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. How you doing?
Okay.
I was going to talk about some situations I've observed recently where I think the problem with the American public, or a huge percentage of them right now, is a situation of both apathy, cowardice, and like tunnel vision intelligence. What I mean by the apathy is that I look at that situation and I go, well, I guess you guys just haven't been screwed enough yet to start thinking about seriously about what's going on.
No, I don't think that's the case. I think what the case is that you take an inordinate amount of time to pay attention and to figure out what's going on. I do it because I get paid to do it. Other people who listen to this station do it because they're interested in it and they're concerned about it. But the vast majority of Americans, particularly adults, are trying to do the best they possibly can just to get through life and to be able to hang on to their jobs, make their mortgage payments, make their rent, make their car payments, and bring their kids into somewhat of a decent world. So I don't think that's true.
Well, I mean, I've spent most of my life working pretty darn hard work, working as a high beam welder, steel work, that kind of stuff, okay? Now, I've been to 3 anti-war protests so far, okay? And I tried to talk some neighbors of mine into going to this last one. You know what they told me?
What?
That they were going to come by and take a picture of me.
Well, you might have some people out there that are like that. All right, listen, I got to run. You and I'll pick this up again at another time. Thanks for calling in. That's it for this morning. Back tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. Thanks. Tom Hartman next.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under internationally acclaimed dancers who founded and head both the company and the academy, conveniently located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. The National Ballet of Denver offers world-class training in a challenging yet encouraging atmosphere. Classes are available for all ages and levels, whether you dance professionally or just want to experience this classical art form firsthand. High art has finally come to the Mile High City. Come see perfection in motion at their Winter Gala performance on December 2nd at the Takeo Loretta Heights Theater. See dazzling costumes and exquisite choreography. For more information, go